after tonight. They'll play Lincoln Christian on Saturday in Lincoln and come back with three more games next week on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So it's an important stretch and a busy stretch for the St. Cecilia basketball teams here in the next week or so. And the Hawkettes, 9-0 in the season, come in averaging about 57 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up just 37.4 on the defensive end. Leading scorers continue to be Bailey Kissinger and Lexi Burton. Bailey's averaging 12.2 points per ball game. She's knocking down 43% of her field goal tries and 45% from three-point territory. Lexi Burton averaging 11.4 points per ball game. She's hitting on 53% of her field goal tries, 30% from three-point territory. And it was McKenna Asher the other day against Elkhorn in that championship ball game. Came up huge in the contest for the Hawkettes as she scored 19 points in the game. She is averaging 9 points and 5.9 rebounds per ball game. St. Cecilia going to see a team tonight in Sandy Creek. Of course, you know all about the past years here at Sandy Creek with head coach Russ Neinmeyer winning so many state championships and making so many appearances in the state tournament. The past few years have been kind of lean here at Sandy Creek. They've got a new head coach. Russ has moved on, and Jeremy Bohr has taken over the head coaching roles here at Sandy Creek. The Cougars come in a mark of 2 wins and 5 losses on the season. Sandy Creek is a team that's had some problems getting the ball to go in the hoop this year. They're averaging 32.5 points per ball game on offense, giving up 45.5 on the defensive end. Their wins this year have been over Class D1 opponent Friend, but they beat them by a score of 58-26. They've also got a win over Class C1 Wilbur Claytonia, winning by a score of 45-32. Before the Christmas break, Sandy Creek losing to Wood River 64-28, losing to Centura 47-33, losing to Centennial 43-12, and losing to Donovan Trumbull 57-20. They had one game over the Christmas holiday break. They dropped one to Bruning Davenport Shickley by a score of 50-32. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia 9-0 in the season, taking on Sandy Creek. They come in with a mark of 2 wins and 5 losses on the season. And really, the leading scorer for Sandy Creek is Jaden Claycamp. Claycamp is averaging 9.4 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. She's hitting 36% of her field goal tries so far this year. Other than that, not a whole lot of scoring. Grace Messenger is averaging 6.6 points per ball game at about 5.5 rebounds per game for Sandy Creek. The Cougars are hitting 27% of their field goal tries so far this year, 23% from three-point territory, 57% from the free throw line. Sandy Creek averaging about 21 turnovers per ball game. So it looks like a mismatch on paper, but that's why we play the game. Sandy Creek 2-5 on the season, taking on undefeated Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. They come in with a mark of 9 wins and no losses. We'll come back and check the starting lineups in 1 minute.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring, but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back with Gene Shaw here in Fairfield tonight. Producer and engineer Taylor Buss. getting set for a doubleheader high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia going to be the only Hastings team in action here tonight. The Adams Central Patriots, the boys and girls, they are off until tomorrow night when they play out at Lexington. We'll have those ball games tomorrow on 1230 KHIS. The Hastings High boys basketball team will be off tonight. They will play tomorrow at Elkhorn Mount Michael. So it's St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek getting sent to go here tonight. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball on 1230 KHAS. Now the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Always good to come down to Sandy Creek. Haven't been down here for a number of years. And the Cougars obviously making a lot of changes down here. Jim Eberle is now the athletic director, kind of in charge of running the show down here at Sandy Creek these days. Of course, Jim coming over from Red Cloud. There's also been a lot of facility changes since the last time we've been down here. The Sandy Creek faithful is going to be moving into a brand new high school on Monday of next week. They're going to be moving the grade school from Clay Center over to this site as well. So grade school, junior high, and the high school folks all going to be onto one site, but they have made a lot of changes to the facilities here and very nice additions to the Sandy Creek School as well. We toured the brand new weight room just a little while ago, so Sandy Creek making some changes down here, and the Cougars hoping to get things back on track as far as their sports programs are concerned, in addition to the educational opportunities here at Sandy Creek. So we'll get to the starting lineups here tonight. They're brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Sandy Creek will go this way tonight. It'll be Callie Schleep, a senior. Schleep is averaging 5 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. Callie Tripe getting a start here tonight as sophomore. Tripe is averaging 1.5 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Peyton Clark, who is a sophomore, getting a start here tonight. Peyton Clark is averaging 1.5 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Grace Messenger, one of the few seniors on this team. Messenger is averaging 6.6 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. And then Jaden Claycamp, the sophomore, leading scorer on the team, averaging 9.4 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia will go this way. It'll be Gracie Daly, a senior. Gracie Daly averaging 1.8 points per ball game. Bailey Kissinger, a freshman. Kissinger averaging 12.2 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. She had games of 12 and 9 points in a holiday tournament last weekend. Also starting for St. Cecilia will be Lexi Burton, a senior. Lexi averaging 11.4 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. Tori Thomas, the junior. Thomas averaging 7.3 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. And McKenna Asher, the other starter, a junior. She is averaging 9 points and 5.9 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. St. Cecilia dressed in their road blue uniforms there tonight with their white trim. Sandy Creek dressed in their white uniforms and the red trim here tonight. As we get set to go, Sandy Creek and the Sandy Creek Cougars. Ball is in the air, and Hastings St. Cecilia will control the opening tap. We'll see what the Hawkins can do here. 9-0 in the season after winning the York Holiday Basketball Tournament last weekend. They'll go right to work inside to Thomas. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Thomas picks her back up to Daly. Now to Burton. Her shot for three is good. But check that. That's Bailey Kissinger. Bailey Kissinger throws up the three ball to get things started here for St. Cecilia, and it's a 3-0 ball game. Hawkins going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. They steal the ball away. Burton has got it. She drives for the hole. Her shot no good. Follow shot is up there and in by Burton. Lexi Burton misses the first one. She gets the second one. And just like that, it's a 5-0 ball game. You heard Greg Barrett talking the pregame show. They wanted the pressure Sandy Creek a little bit. Get off to a good start here tonight, and that's exactly what they have done in this ball game. 5-0 is the score. St. Cecilia is out on top of this young Sandy Creek basketball team. There's a pass to the send. Second line is going to be intercepted. Second straight turnover on Sandy Creek. Here come the Hawkins back. Burton throws it down in the corner to Tori Thomas outside to Asher. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Clay Camp with the rebound. Clay Camp gets it away to Schleep. Takes it down the far sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. Gracie Daly right in her face. Schleep gets away. Schleep moves it to the free throw line. Goes over on the wing now to Peyton Clark. Clark picked up there by Alexi Burton as St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Clark has it knocked loose. Peyton picks her back up. Peyton comes out between the rings now to Schleep. Schleep with the ball, lobs it inside. That's going to be Messenger, and a traveling violation is going to be called on Messenger. Three turnovers now and he's on Sandy Creek so far in the first 90 seconds of the ball game. 5-0 is the score. St. Cecilia is out on top here of Sandy Creek in girls high school basketball. Here's Burton with the ball, dumps it down low to Thomas. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Thomas grabs the rebound, goes back up. Her shot is good, and she's fouling the play. Tori Thomas gets the field goal and one, and she is fouling the play here. And that's going to send Tori to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Thomas is 70% foul shooter on the season. Clay Camp picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Tori Thomas hits the free throw, and bam, just like that, it's an 8-0 ball game here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead in girls high school basketball. Pressure here in backcourt. Schleep gets it into the offensive zone, down the far sideline, throws it down in the corner, nearly throws it out of bounds. Chased down there by a Messenger. Messenger now fires up a three from the corner. His shot's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, looks like it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. Last touched by the Hawkins. We mentioned all the different facility changes here. Also a bright, big, humongous scoreboard in one end of the gym here at Sandy Creek High School. Good to see. There's a Clay Camp with the ball. Clay Camp had to go into the backcourt to chase it down. Gets it to Schleep now. Schleep moves it over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Tripe with the ball. Tripe gets it to Messenger, and then she throws the ball out of bounds. Messenger throws it into the second row of the bleachers on the far side, and now Jeremy Bohr wants to call a timeout here for Sandy Creek. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Give them a call at 402-462-4600. We'll take a break, 5:38 to play first quarter. St. Cecilia 8, Sandy Creek nothing.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek. The Cougars are trailing Hastings St. Cecilia 8-0 in girls basketball. Thomas moves the ball down in the corner. Kissinger, she drives it to the hole. Her shot good. Bailey Kissinger scores. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hawkins have scored the first 10 points of the basketball game. And now they tip the ball away right at the 10-second line. Daly picks it up. That's five turnovers on St. Cecilia. Kissinger inside to Thomas. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose. It comes to the near side. It's going to be retrieved there by Burton. And a traveling violation is called. And Lexi, who's kind of fallen out of bounds here, trying to grab the ball. And she's whistled for the traveling violation. Five turnovers on Sandy Creek. One on Hastings St. Cecilia. There's the ball game now for the Hawkettes. We're going to see Jenna Esch coming in there. We're going to see Chloe McCauley coming into the ball game. Also, Shea Butler coming into the contest just 3 minutes into the ball game. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 10-0 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's another turnover for the Cougars as they again throw the ball away over on the far sideline. Six turnovers on Sandy Creek here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. In fact, just over 3 minutes, they've got six turnovers. 10-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. Driving the ball to the basket. There is Jenna Eschner. Shots up there and in. 12-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here's a steal now by Butler. She drives the ball to the hole and scores. 14-0, St. Cecilia with the lead. Both junior varsity games tonight were blowouts for St. Cecilia. Back at the other end, a shot is up there. And as they break the pressure and driving for the hole, there was Clay Camp. Now 14-2. It took them to the 420 mark on the first quarter to get some points on the scoreboard. They lob the ball inside. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball down in the right corner. Chloe McCauley has got it. Now on the wing, driving the ball to the hole is going to be Esch. Her shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Butler. St. Cecilia keeps it alive. Here's Natalie Kissinger. Her shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound Hamburger. Kicks it back out here to McCauley. Her shot is up there and in. A three-pointer by Chloe McCauley. She hits her first tray of the season. And the Hawkettes are out on top by a score of 17-2 here in the first quarter. Here comes Sandy Creek back with the ball. Messenger out on the baseline left side. Rainbow pass comes out to Schleep. Out between the rings for Sandy Creek. Brings it back to the near side. Messenger has got the ball. Now to the free throw line. His shot is thrown up there. That is off of the mark, no good by Clark. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So the Hawkettes will play things in and backcourt onto a comfortable lead early. 17-2 is the score now. Well, yeah, a hatch of freshmen coming into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. Here comes St. Cecilia back the other way. Natalie Kissinger gets into the top of the key to Hamburger. Her pass inside is going to be intercepted. Second turnover. On Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Here come the Cougars back in their offensive end. Schleep has got the ball. The Hatch free throw line extended right side. Her pass out between the rings. Deflected, picked up there by Schleep. And now Sandy Creek wants to burn another timeout here. Jeremy Bohr is up in front of the Cougar bench. He calls the timeout. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. Give them a call for all of your pharmaceutical needs at 402-462-4600. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 17, Sandy Creek 2.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday to enjoy great food specials at competitive prices. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop by and enjoy a slice or call it in to go. Rivals is cooking for your team. Stop in before or after the game and enjoy your favorite Rivals pizza. Rivals Bar and Grill, open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings on Osborne Drive East. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online, PlatteRiverPreps.com, and on our brand new KHIS Platte River Radio mobile app. You can download that from your Google store. It's absolutely free. Take us with you anywhere you go with the KHIS mobile app. Here comes Sandy Creek up the floor here. They're going to have the ball swatted away underneath the basket. Messenger had it just to the left of the goal there and had it swatted out of her hands, out of bounds. Sandy Creek will play things in from underneath their own basket, trailing by a score of 17-2 here in the ball game. Tripe has got the ball down in the deep left corner, picked up by Natalie Kissinger of Hastings St. Cecilia. Tripe wants to get rid of it. It's knocked loose, and it's picked up by Kissinger. Turnover number 8 in the ball game for Sandy Creek. At the other end, a driving layup is good by Chloe McCauley. McCauley scores there for St. Cecilia. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Here's another steal. Now Jenna Esch, she takes off and runs her back the other way and scores. Jenna Esch with a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. That's now a 21-2 ball game. There's a shot from the baseline up there and in by Claycamp. Claycamp's got both field goals here for the Sandy Creek Cougars, and it's now a 21-4 ball game. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Natalie Kissinger with the ball. They get it over here to Shea Butler. Butler gets it to Jenna S. They're working around the horn back to the left side to McCauley. Inside to Hamburger. Hamburger, two-handed pass out on top. Now to Escher. Shot for three is up there, no good. Hatch with a rebound for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Hatch gets it away now to Schleep. She'll take it up the right sideline. Throws it down in the corner to Messenger. Messenger is going to drive it. Stops. Throws up a long 15-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound into the weak side there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger gets it away to Jenna Esch. Here come the Hawkettes up the floor. McCauley has got it. Kicks it down in the baseline. A jumper is up there and in. Shea Butler. Butler hits her second field goal of the ball game. That's a 23-4 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. And the Cougars again turn the ball away as they kind of attack the basket there. The pass was too far. Claycamp couldn't grab it. It's 10 turnovers now on the Sandy Creek here in this first quarter. And it's 23-4. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Hawkettes 9-0 in the season, cruising here tonight. There's going to be a traveling violation on St. Cecilia. Bailey Kissinger at the top of the key was going to drive it to the rack. We talked with Coach Behrens. He wanted his team to get off to a fast start tonight. Check on that. But he also wanted the team not to be sloppy despite what the score could end up being or may be at the time. He wanted this team to stay sharp for all four quarters here tonight as they get ready for a big stretch of games. They've got five games in a matter of 8 days here in the next week or so. There's a St. Cecilia on defense, man-to-man. There's a shot taken from the baseline. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound in the lane. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Sandy Creek. Nope, arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia, so we'll come back the other direction. I thought the arrow was pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, and that's going to be the case. I think Sandy Creek is going to play it in. The possession arrow on the scoreboard says it's pointing toward the home team. I think Sandy Creek will play things in from underneath their own basket. High school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. That's going to be the case. Sandy Creek will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They lob it out here to Mackenzie Dane, who is into the ball game. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kissinger. Down to Burton. Her shot good. Lexi Burton scores 11 turnovers on Sandy Creek against this St. Cecilia defense and make it 12 as this one is thrown out of bounds. They're trying to bring the ball up the floor against the St. Cecilia pressure. 25-4. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in this one in girls high school basketball. Boy, if you're dressed in blue tonight, your chances of seeing some playing time are pretty good. We have a jump ball called over here now as the Hawkins are tied up on the play there. That was Tori Thomas losing control of it, and she went down to the hardwood to try to grab it. She was tied up in the play by Dane. Possession arrow this time pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will have it down here. Here's Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded in the corner there by Burton. She throws it up. The shot no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So St. Cecilia wanted to get off to a quick start, and they have done exactly that here tonight in girls high school basketball. The score after one, Hastings St. Cecilia 25, Sandy Creek 4. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will, Gene Shaw, producer and engineer Taylor Buss. We are in the Fairfield here tonight. Girls, boys, basketball doubleheader with Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Sandy Creek here tonight. The Hawkins out to a 25-4 lead after the first quarter. Jenna Esch with 4 points. Chloe McCauley has got 5. Bailey Kissinger with 5. Shea Butler with 4. Lexi Burton with 4. Tori Thomas has got 3. Everybody sharing in the wealth, so to speak, here in the first quarter. 25-4 is the score. I've got Sandy Creek already with 12 turnovers in the ball game. St. Cecilia with 2. And the Hawkins will drop back here in a zone defense as Sandy Creek will try to attack this here to begin the second quarter of play. Here's a Schleep with a ball. Schleep comes over to Tripe. Skip pass goes down in the corner. That's Clay Camp with the ball. She lobs it inside to Messenger. She goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebounded there inside by Clay Camp. Her follow shot is no good. Rebounded in the baseline there by Bailey Kissinger. And now the Hawks want to run back the other way. The Hawkettes with the ball. Here's Alexi Burton. Throws it out here by Kissinger. A shot for 3 is no good. Bound for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Gracie Daly will play things in for St. Cecilia. Daly looking. Finally gets it in here to Kissinger. Drives the ball into the lane. Contact made. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Kissinger knocked down in the play. And Bailey Kissinger will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. She is fouled in the play here by Schleep. That's going to be the first foul on Schleep. And going to the free throw line will be Bailey Kissinger. Kissinger's got a 3 and a 2 so far in the ball game. She's a 54% foul shooter on the season, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Kissinger now with 6 in the ball game. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 62% of their free throw tosses this year, 49% from the field, and 30% from three-point territory. Next shot by Kissinger is going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Burton. Keeps it alive here for the Hawkettes. They feed it inside. Thomas with the ball. Thomas drops it down low to Asher, and her shot is up and in. McKenna Asher scores, and now it's a 28-4 ball game. 7 minutes to play here in the first half, and now the Cougars turn the ball away again. Trying to bring the ball up against the pressure of this young basketball team here for Sandy Creek. Probably not used to seeing the pressure they're seeing here tonight against Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkins having an easy time of things early in this ball game. 28-4 is the score. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Clay Camp. As she takes off, her driving layup is going to be no good. Third turnover on St. Cecilia, but Sandy Creek cannot finish on the other end. Burton moves the ball down in the corner. There's a Kissinger for 3. Shot good. Bailey Kissinger throws up the 3. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And it's now a 31-4 ball game. Sandy Creek trailing here in the ball game. Cougars have the ball across the 10-second line. It's knocked loose. It's picked back up by Schleep. Schleep moves it over on the left side. Now back outside the ring to Messenger. Messenger lobs it inside. It's going to be tipped away from Clay Camp. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be finally called for here. And the arrow pointing in favor of Sandy Creek. So the Cougars will play things in here on the near sideline. 6 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the first half, 31-4. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Sandy Creek will play things in. Schleep has got the ball. Picked up by Gracie Daly, who's back into the ball game now. Schleep comes across the top over on the far side. That's a Tripe with the ball. Her entry pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Burton. Gets it to Kissinger. Her shot no good as he's fouled in the play. Personal foul here is going to go on Tripe of Sandy Creek. That's going to be the first foul on Tripe. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Cougars here in the first half. St. Cecilia has not yet committed a personal foul. Bailey Kissinger goes to the free throw line. He's already got 9 points in the ball game here. Well, the Hawkettes, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bailey will have one more. She's now 1 out of 3 from the line tonight. 54% foul shooter on the season. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Jenna Esch and Chloe McCauley. 31-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a Kissinger's next shot. It's in the air. That one is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Claycamp. Claycamp for Sandy Creek gets it away now to Schleep. And Schleep will bring it up right-handed dribble about waist high as she takes it down the far sideline. Comes over here to Tripe with the ball. On the dribble, moves it down to the baseline. Throws it out here to Rempe, who's into the ball game now. Rempe to Tripe in the lane. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Jenna Esch. She drives it back the other way. Nice pass to McCauley, and she lays it in. McCauley lays it in. She's got 7 points in the ball game. That's now a 33-4 ball game. Facing St. Cecilia. Out on top, here's Caitlin Rempe with the ball, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Everybody is in getting involved in the turnover war here tonight for Sandy Creek. Everybody wants a piece of the action. 33-4 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Jenna Esch comes back with the ball now for the Hawkettes. Out to Natalie Kissinger for three. Her shot's going to be no good. Long rebound going to be grabbed here by Shea Butler. Butler out to Chloe McCauley. Comes across the top to Hamburger. Down in the corner to Kissinger. They get it back out to Shea Butler. Butler now to Jenna Esch. Drives the ball to the rack. Her shot no good, but she has hacked it on the arm right in front of us here. And she'll go to the free throw line down and shoot two. Personal foul whistled on Schleep. That's going to be her second personal foul. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Jenna Esch. Esch has got 4 points in the ball game. Couple of field goals. Her shot is up there, and the shot is no good. St. Cecilia has hit only two free throws tonight. Six attempts. They're two out of six from the free throw line. 62% on the season for Hastings St. Cecilia. Score is 33-4. We're going to have another shot here by Esch, and it's up there. It is good. So Jenny hits one out of two from the line. And St. Cecilia is now leading by 30 points here in this one. 34-4. Pressure again. St. Cecilia comes up with it. A Hamburger has got it, and the foul is going to be called. Sandy Creek now with 17 turnovers here in the first half. Non-shooting situation here. Claycamp picks up the foul. That's going to be number two on her. So St. Cecilia has got it back on their offensive end. Midway through the second quarter here tonight at Sandy Creek. Esch has got the ball inside. Now there's a shot taken by McCauley that's going to be no good. Rebound is brought down by Peyton Clark of Sandy Creek. Now to Tripe. She'll bring it into the offensive zone. St. Cecilia not pressuring that time down the floor. Entry pass to get it inside to Claycamp, and she is going to be tied up on the play here. Tied up on the play by a Hamburger. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so this is going to be a turnover on the Cougars, and the Hawkettes will bring the ball back here with 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the second quarter. 34-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Jenna Esch back for Hastings St. Cecilia to Chloe McCauley down in the baseline. A little five-footer, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Chloe having a good first half here for St. Cecilia. She's got 9 points, 36-4. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play now here in quarter number two. There's a pass that can be intercepted by Esch. She takes off. Her driving layup is good. Jenna Esch scores. There is a running clock situation after 40 points in the second half. And we're sitting at 38-4 right now. Hastings St. Cecilia, I think, going to make quick work of Sandy Creek here in this one tonight. There's a pass that can be deflected out of bounds here by Shea Butler of St. Cecilia. So it'll be Sandy Creek playing it in here on the near sideline. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia led 25-4 at the end of the first quarter, and they've been outscored here 13-0 to begin the second period. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 38-4 here in this ballgame. There's a pass inside to Claycamp, and she is going to be fouled in a play here by St. Cecilia's Catherine Hamburger. First foul on Hamburger. That's the first team foul on St. Cecilia here in the first half of play. Non-shooting situation. Sandy Creek will play things in. Tripe has got the ball on the baseline. Drive, shoots, and misses. No good. Rebound comes down here to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger now to Chloe McCauley down the near sideline. McCauley gets to Butler, and the ball is deflected out of bounds here. Messenger getting her hands out there and knocking into the Sandy Creek bench. That'll be Hastings St. Cecilia playing things in. Here on the near sideline, leading in the ball game on a score of 38-4. Hamburger goes down low, and a shot is up there and in by Shea Butler. Butler has got 3 field goals and 6 points now. It's 40-4. Hastings St. Cecilia cruising to their 10th straight win here tonight. There's another pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hamburger. Hamburger gets it to Jenna Esch, and then she throws the ball over the head of Natalie Kissinger out of bounds. Turnover number 4 in the ball game for St. Cecilia. 2 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the second period. 40-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Tripe has got it. Double teamed out here in the 3-point territory. There's a bounce pass that's going to be deflected. The ball is loose and is picked up here by St. Cecilia. McCauley has got the ball. Now to Natalie Kissinger. The McCauley into the forecourt. The Hamburger for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jenna Esch. Esch to Hamburger. Out to Kissinger for 3. Shot good. Natalie Kissinger throws up a 3 ball. As now a 43-4 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top. They've scored the first 18 points here in the second quarter. They scored the first 14 points in the first quarter. There's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Sandy Creek. So the Cougars will play things in. Bunch of new players checking into the ball game now. At the 151 mark of the second quarter, 43-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Ball is into the backcourt. Dane will pick it up there. Mackenzie Dane for Sandy Creek. She's going to have her pocket picked here by Thomas. She drives, shoots, and misses. Thomas with a rebound. Goes back up. Her shot is no good, and she's fouling the play. Dane is going to pick up the personal foul for Sandy Creek. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 called on the Cougars. There in the first half, Tori Thomas going to the free throw line. 3 points so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's good. Thomas now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Pretty good foul shooter in the season, hitting 70%. Next one is up there. It is good. And now the Hawkins lead by a score of 45-4 in the second quarter. 1:34 to play. There's a tripe with the ball. Lobs it down in the corner. It's grabbed there. There's a long-range jumper for 3. No good by Messenger. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Tori Thomas. Thomas now to a Gracie Daly into the forecourt. Asher, she's knocked down into play. And a foul is going to be called here on the Messenger. Messenger picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 called on Sandy Creek. And now McKenna Asher goes to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia. Asher had a good ball game in the championship game of the York Holiday Basketball Tournament last weekend. Scored 19 points against Elkhorn in their 50-46 win. McKenna Asher hits her first free throw here. Asher now with 3 points in the ball game. Asher will have 1 more. Shot is up there. That one rattles out. No good. Rebound comes down to a Messenger. 46-4 is the score in girls high school basketball. Here's Tripe with the ball. It's knocked loose by Daly. Tripe picks her up here on the near sideline. On the dribble, takes it down in the baseline. Her shot is going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Tori Thomas. That's going to be her first foul. And this will be a shooting foul now for Carly Tripe. Tripe is averaging 1.5 points per ball game. She is an 80% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Tripe breaks the scoring drought here. It's now a 46-5 ball game. St. Cecilia scored the first 21 points of the second quarter. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Hawkins. Here's a Gracie Daly down the near sideline. Daly gets it to a Bailey Kissinger. Over to McKenna Asher. Lobs it down low to Lexi Burton, who's back into the ballgame. To Kissinger. Out to Gracie Daly to Asher. Down inside Thomas. Her shot is no good, and she's fouled in the play. Mackenzie Dane picking up the foul for Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second foul. Going to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia will be Tori Thomas. Thomas has got 5 points in the ballgame. She is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here tonight. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Thomas will get one more. She had games of 9 and 7 points in the two ball games played in the holiday tournament last week. She has got 6 points so far tonight. Make it 7 as that one goes down the well. And it's now a 48-5 score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Tripe with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Tripe drives the ball against Gracie Daly. Throws it down in the corner. That's Messenger with the ball. Messenger takes it down to Tripe on the baseline. Tripe now to Hines is into the ball game now. The Tripe outside. Here's Messenger for 3. Shot misses everything. No good. Rebound comes down here to Burton. She drives it coast to coast in her driving layup is no good. Rebound Kissinger. Her shot no good. Rebound Burton. The ball knocked loose. Burton picks her back up. Down to Gracie Daly. Down in the corner to Asher. Sets and fires for 3. Shot good. McKenna Asher now is 6 in the ball game, and that's the end of the first half of play. We're going to have a running clock in the second half, so this is going to be a quick basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead at halftime over the Sandy Creek Cougars. Score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 51, Sandy Creek 5. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
This is Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Flu season and vaccination season is upon us. Flu shots for Medicare, Blue Cross patients are free, and many other plans are free as well. So give us a call for all your vaccination needs. Shingrix, the new shingles vaccine, is also back in stock. Burt's downtown, 402-462-4343. Burt's on 14th Street, 462-4466. Thanks.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online, hastingslink.com, and also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 51-5 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Sandy Creek. And don't forget, the Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpets of Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com to nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl will be recognized and listed on the PlatteRiverPreps.com website. All brought to you by B&B Carpets of Donovan. Our latest winners for the month of December, congratulations to Morgan Wallace of Overton and Allie Bauer out of Elm Creek. Those are our athletes of the month, brought to you by B&B Carpets of Donovan. At halftime here, girls high school basketball, 51-5 is the score. Sandy Creek has had problems with the St. Cecilia pressure. We've already got them with 21 turnovers in this first half of play. St. Cecilia scored the first 14 points of the first quarter. Hawkins led 25-4 after one. They then scored the first 21 points of the second quarter. The outscore is Sandy Creek in the second period, 26-1. And our score here at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia cruising to their 10th win of the 2018-2019 season. The 2017-2018, whatever you want to call it. It's a 51-5 lead for St. Cecilia. They're 9-0 in the season, cruising to their 10th win here this evening. We'll take a break and come back and check the scoring and the shooting numbers in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Why get one recliner when you could get two during the buy one, get one recliner sale at Furniture Direct? Choose from rocker, wall saver, even power. Now is the perfect time to get two recliners for as low as $399 just for you or to give one as a gift. You can even get 12 months no interest financing on your two recliners. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Friesian Chevrolet is your one-stop shop for sales, service, and parts, and has your next car on the lot. Choose from a great selection of both new and pre-owned vehicles with financing available, pending credit approval, and a sales staff that strives to see you smiling when you drive off the lot. For your current car, Friesian Chevrolet services most vehicles and has one of the largest inventories of Chevy parts in Nebraska. For sales, service, parts, visit FriesianChevrolet.com. If you're smiling while you're driving, Friesian is the reason. Friesian Chevrolet, just off Highway 6 in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, back here in Fairfield here tonight, Sandy Creek High School facing St. Cecilia with a lead in girls play. They're scoring 51-5 here at the break. For Sandy Creek, they've got two players who have scored so far. Jaden Claycap has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Carly Tripe is one out of one from the free throw line for 1 point. That is it. 5 points on the board for Sandy Creek here in halftime. Facing St. Cecilia. Playing a lot of folks already here in the ball game. Bailey Kissinger and Chloe McCauley are leading the way right now with 9 points apiece. Bailey Kissinger has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. She's got a two-point field goal, and she is one out of four from the free throw line for her nine. Chloe McCauley has hit a three-pointer, and she's got 3 2-point field goals. McCauley also with 9 points here at halftime. The other scorer, Jenna Esch, has got 7 points. 3 field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the line. 7 points for Tori Thomas. She's hit a field goal. She is 5 out of 5 from the line. McKenna Asher has got 6 points. Asher has got a 2 and a 3, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Natalie Kissinger has knocked down a tray for 3. Lexi Verton has got a couple of field goals, 4 points in the ball game. I think I forgot to Shea Butler. She's got 3 field goals and 6 points here at halftime. Gracie Daly has been in the ball game but has not scored. St. Cecilia 8 out of 13 in the first half of play. 51-5 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Both junior varsity games were blowouts, with Hastings St. Cecilia winning, and the girls varsity game appears to be headed that way here tonight. We're going to have a running clock in the second half, so this will be a quick second half here. 51-5 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half, the Hawkettes hitting 53% of their field goals in this ball game. 19 out of 36 for St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes 11 out of 22 in their first quarter. They were 8 out of 14 in the second quarter. So St. Cecilia 19 out of 36 for 53% here in the first half. Sandy Creek hitting only 20%. They're 2 out of 10. The Cougars were 2 out of 6 in the first quarter. They were 0 out of 4 in the second quarter, so they're 2 out of 10 for the ball game at 20%. St. Cecilia 5 out of 13 on three-pointers, 38%. Sandy Creek 0 out of 2 so far. Rebound, St. Cecilia, as you might expect, crushing the Cougars on the boards, 20-6. St. Cecilia has got 19 offensive rebounds, one on defense. Sandy Creek has got 1 offensive rebound and 5 on defense. I've got St. Cecilia with 5 turnovers so far in the basketball game. Sandy Creek has turned the ball over 22 times here in the first half. St. Cecilia has got 14 steals. Sandy Creek has got 2. No block shots for St. Cecilia. 1 block shot for Sandy Creek. From the free throw line again, St. Cecilia 8 out of 13, 62%. Sandy Creek 1 out of 2 for 50%. So a couple of huge runs at the beginning of each quarter. 14-0 at the beginning of the first quarter. 21-0 at the beginning of the second quarter. And the Hawkins are cruising here. 51-5. Over Sandy Creek and girls high school basketball. Tomorrow night, we're on the road with the Adams Central basketball teams. Adams Central will be playing at Lexington tomorrow night. Girls game will be at 6 o'clock with the boys to follow at about 7:30. Pre-game show at about 5:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Saturday will be with the Hastings College basketball teams. The Broncos will be in Sioux City on Saturday to take on Briarcliff. They'll play both the Briarcliff men and women. They'll play at the Tyson Events Center, the home of the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball National Championship. They'll play a Briarcliff there at the Tyson Events Center. A little bit different game times as well. 1:15 for the women's game, 3:15 for the guys. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon from Sioux City. And then next week, it'll be a busy week. We'll see all three Hastings High Schools next week, Hastings High, Adams Central, and Hastings St. Cecilia, in addition to a couple of Hastings College basketball games thrown in there as well next week. So it's crunch time. We're in the month of January. We've got a lot of high school and college basketball coming your way on our group of stations here at Platte River Radio. 51-5 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Sandy Creek. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality, tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Gene Shaw, and producer and engineer Taylor Buss back here in Fairfield tonight. Girls high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Lexi Verton, her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Rebounded here by the Cougars. 51-5 to begin the second half of play. Sandy Creek has got it. Peyton Clark has got it over here. She's going to be fouled in the play by Verton. That's going to be Lexi's first foul. First team foul. Called on the Hawkettes here in the second half of play. Peyton Clark will inbound the ball. 51-5 is the score. Running clock now in effect here in this second half of play. And St. Cecilia has got a 40-plus point lead here in this one. There's a ball that's going to be run up onto the stage area here. It's going to be retrieved. It's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They'll get things in down here with the ball. Is going to be Clay Camp. She can't go up for the shot. Comes out to Tripe out here in three-point territory. There's a pass to the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Daly. She takes off, drives, shoots, and scores. So Gracie Daly scores for Hastings St. Cecilia. Nine girls have now scored here in this one. As a 53-5 ball game. St. Cecilia out on top here in this one. Sandy Creek has got the ball here. Schleep forces the ball down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bailey Kissinger. Kissinger gets it down to Gracie Daly into the forward court. There's Verton. Gets it inside to Thomas. Her shot is up there and in. Tori Thomas scoring there for the Hawkettes. And now it's a 55-5 ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 50. And a couple of huge runs at the beginning each quarter here for St. Cecilia. 14-0 to start the game. 21-0 in the second quarter. There's the ball swatted away here on the near sideline from Peyton Clark. Lexi Verton got her hands on it there. Down to 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 55-5 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. It's going to be the Cougars inbounding the ball. Peyton Clark here on the near sideline for Sandy Creek. Clark will get things in. That's going to be Tripe with the ball. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Natalie Kissinger now in the ball game here for Hastings St. Cecilia. There's another pass picked off. Picked off by Gracie Daly. Coming back the other way is going to be Hamburger, and her shot is up and in. That's the first field goal of the ball game by Hamburger. Now 10 girls have scored here for St. Cecilia. 25 turnovers on Sandy Creek. 25 turnovers and 5 points. 57-5, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top here in the ball game. There's a pass again, and the lane is going to be picked off. Picked off. Here comes a Hamburger at the other end. Drive, shoots, and scores. Catherine Hamburger with back-to-back field goals. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And if you're not wearing blue, run home and put a uni on here. I think you're going to get into the ball game. Now we've got a timeout called here by Sandy Creek. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Give them a call at 402-462-4600. 4:46 to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 59, Sandy Creek 5.
Are you suffering from arthritis pain or recovering from surgery or injury? Maybe you're trying to exercise and the pain makes it difficult. If so, you should consider warm water aquatic therapy as part of your solution. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings can help you feel better in a 94-degree heated therapy pool. You don't even have to know how to swim, walk, exercise, and float your way to feeling better. So if you or your doctor are considering aquatic therapy, contact PTSR or visit our website, ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Sandy Creek has gone about 14 minutes without hitting a field goal. They've had one free throw thrown in there in the second quarter, but they've gone about 14 minutes without hitting a field goal. Their last field goal was at the 2:11 mark of the first quarter. We're now in the third quarter as we approach 4 minutes to play in this period. 59-5 is the score. There's a ball that's going to be taken away again by Natalie Kissinger down here in the baseline. St. Cecilia coming back. There's a shot taken by Shea Butler that's going to be partially deflected by Hatch, and Hatch grabs the ball. Hatch gets into the hands of Sleep. Here come the Cougars. Back the other way. Messenger has got the ball. Messenger brings it out on top to the top of the circle. Sleep has got it. Sleep now to Hatch on the wing. Here on the left side, Hatch brings her out between the circles again. The clay camp. Here's a pass to the wing. It's going to be deflected there by Esch. It goes out of bounds, and now we've let's see, it is out of bounds. Esch tried to grab it. She couldn't control it. Slipped down on the far sideline. So St. Cecilia had it for a second, but they give her right back here to Sandy Creek with 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the third quarter. 59-5 is the score. Sandy Creek trailing here in the ballgame with a running clock here in the second half. There's another pass to the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Esch. She takes off. Her driving layup is good, and she's fouled in the play. Jenna Esch has now got 9 points in the ball game. She's fouled a play here by Messenger. That's going to be her second personal foul. So Esch will go to the free throw line. And here comes some new folks into the ball game and some folks that we probably haven't seen all year long. We're going to see Libby Landgren, a freshman, coming in there. Also, Addie Kierkegaard is expected to see some playing time out there. And we're going to see Aaron Sheehy is also expected to see some playing time here down the stretch. There's a shot by Jenna Esch. That's going to be no good. So it's a 61-5 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Sandy Creek has got the ball out on top. This is a Rempe with it now. Rempe to the wing. Again, it is picked off. Picked off by Esch. She drives, shoots, and scores. Jenna Esch has now got 11 points in the ball game. 63-5 is the score. Driving the ball to the basket there is a Triper. Shot's going to be no good. The ball battled for. Rempe grabs it. Rempe moves it down in the corner to Clay Camp. Her pass out here is going to be deflected out of bounds. And it ricochets off of one of the St. Cecilia fans here that was making the way to the hot dog stand. It ricochets off of her. They're going to give the ball to the Sandy Creek Cougars here on the near sideline. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. 63-5 is the score. Sandy Creek with it on their offensive end. Tripe has got a three-pointer. She banks one home. Kennedy Tripe banks home a three from the top of the key. So they go a long, long time without hitting a field goal. But they score there at the 1:44 mark in the third quarter. The previous field goal was at the 2:11 mark of the first quarter. There's a shot taken inside. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. Going to be grabbed here by Rempe. Rempe has got it down for Sandy Creek to Schlieb. So a bunch of little Hawks out there now. A bunch of freshmen playing here for head coach Greg Barrett. There's a shot on the baseline. It's going to be up there and in. Jaden Claycamp moving it from the right corner toward the goal. She scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and it's 63-10. St. Cecilia with a minute to play now here in the third quarter. Shea Butler has got the ball on the wing. Butler gets it out to the left side. Natalie Kissinger for three. Shot good. Natalie Kissinger's second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points, and it's 66-10. St. Cecilia protecting the lead here tonight. Tripe has got the ball down to Messenger on the baseline. On the right side, she's going to fire up a three. Her shot's wild, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. This is going to be Aaron Sheehy running back the other way. And she loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. Turnover on St. Cecilia. That's going to be the seventh turnover of the ball game here for St. Cecilia. 66-10. We're down to 15 seconds to play now here in this third quarter. Sandy Creek with the ball on their offensive end. Messenger has got it. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Rempe, top of the key. Over here to Schlieb. Schlieb drives into the hole. Her shot is going to be up there, no good. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. It comes to a screeching halt here. St. Cecilia with the lead after three quarters. They lead by 56 points. Three quarters in the books here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia is 66. Sandy Creek 10. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York Comfort System to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Jaden Claycamp taking the first shot of the fourth quarter that misses. St. Cecilia grabs the rebound. The ball knocked out of bounds, and Hawkins will play things in on their offensive end here on the near sideline. 66-10 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hamburger's pass inside is going to be deflected out of bounds there by Claycamp. So the Hawkins will play things in. If you're just joining us, St. Cecilia scored the first 14 points of the first quarter, led 25-4 at the end of the period. St. Cecilia scoring the first 21 points of the second quarter. They led at halftime 51-5. You get the picture. It's been a runaway here tonight in girls high school basketball. Hawkins now fouled in the lane there. And the Hawkins will go to the free throw line. This is going to be Libby Landgren going to the line here. And her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. So Greg Barrett has got some freshman girls all suited up, ready to go here in this ball game tonight. Landgren's one of them. She makes her first free throw. Second one is up there. Bounces around like a ping pong ball and goes down through the hole. And it's 68-10. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here comes Sandy Creek with the ball. Schlieb gets it out to a Messenger. Messenger down here in the corner, lobs it inside, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. Is going to be Claycamp. Jaden Claycamp has got 8 points here in the ball game. She averages 9.4 on the season for head coach Jeremy Bohr. And it's now a 68-12 ball game. St. Cecilia is going to go to 10-0 after this one here tonight. There's Hamburger. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Hamburger grabs her back. Her pass out of here in the wing is going to be intercepted, and now a jump ball is going to be called. Ball was intercepted there by a Peyton Clark, and then she was tied up in the play. The arrow playing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will play it in here in their offensive end. St. Cecilia will play at Lincoln Christian on Saturday, and they've got three tough games coming up next week. So the busiest part of their schedule is just ahead of them here in the next 7 to 8 days. Flexing their muscles here, coming out for the York Holiday Basketball Tournament when they picked up a couple of Class B wins over Platteview and Elkhorn. And they lead here over Sandy Creek 68-12. Hawkins turning the ball away for the eighth time here in the ball game. Sandy Creek comes back the other way. Clay Camp, she can't handle the pass on the wing over on the far side, and she loses the ball out of bounds. I've got Sandy Creek now with 30 turnovers in the ball game. 30 turnovers and 12 points. 68-12 with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the basketball game. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be mishandled there by Hamburger. The ball is recovered here by Messenger. She drives, shoots, and scores. 68-14 is the score now. Hastings Saints is leading here in this ball game. Here's Shea Butler with the ball. Butler now to Landgren. Moves it over here to Landgren. Down in the deep left corner, that's Sheehy with the ball. Her pass out on the wing is going to be deflected out of bounds. So you got Aaron Sheehy, a freshman. You've got Libby Landgren, a freshman. We got Natalie Kissinger coming back into the ball game, a junior now for St. Cecilia. Shea Butler is also out there, another freshman for the Hawkettes. Boy, the tank is not empty here for St. Cecilia. They've got some good players even on the floor right now in this ball game. There's Butler from the deep right corner. Shot for three is good. Shea Butler has got 9 points in the ball game. It's now a 71-14 ball game with 3.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. There's a Dane with the ball. Dane comes out on top to DJ Keeler, who's into the ball game. To the left side, there's a three-pointer thrown up there by Tripe. That's going to be no good. Tripe grabs the rebound, dribbles inside, draws contact, and a foul is going to be called here. They go on St. Cecilia's Aaron Sheehy. So Sheehy picks up the personal foul here for St. Cecilia. We're going to have some free throws coming up here. This is going to be Kennedy Tripe, who had a three-pointer early in the ball game for Sandy Creek. Their first free throw of the night is up there and in. That's only the second free throw of the night for Sandy Creek. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Actually, the third free throw of the night. Second one made by Sandy Creek. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to the Hawkettes. Aaron Sheehy has got the ball for the Hawkettes. Over to Butler, out on top now to Natalie Kissinger for three. That one is off of the back iron, no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. Left touch there by St. Cecilia with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Don't go away. The boys' game is coming up next between St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek, much improved over the past couple of years, so we'll see what the Young Hawks can do with the Sandy Creek and the boys' ball game coming up here in just a few minutes on 1230 KHIS. Sandy Creek with the ball back in their offensive end. Now between the rings, this is Hines with the ball. Hines moves it out there to a Keeler. St. Cecilia is still in their man-to-man defense in the winning moments of this ball game. Here's a Rumpy with the ball, not a Hatch. Hatch picked up by Sheehy. Hatch with the ball, dribbles into the free throw line, stops there, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Sheehy with a personal foul. Sheehy picks up her second personal foul. And now Leah Hatch will go to the free throw line here for Sandy Creek. She is 1 out of 3 from the line so far this season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Hatch will get one more. Sandy Creek has knocked down 5 2-point field goals and a 3-pointer here in the ball game so far. Next shot by Hatch is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is brought down in the corner here by Sheehy. Sheehy, not a Butler. They race her back the other way, driving for the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Landgren, and she's going to be fouled in the play. So Libby, if she hurries here, she can get to the free throw line. Libby Landgren with the 38 seconds to play. She's got 2 points already in the ball game on a couple of free throws. She'll have two shots here if the official gives her the ball. The clock is running with 30 seconds to go. Landgren is awaiting at the line. Her shot is up there, and that one is going to be no good. Quick, Mr. Referee, grab the ball and give it back to me. 19 seconds to go here at the free throw line. Libby has got the ball. 15 seconds as he fires it up there from the stripe. It's going to be no good. Misses a pair. 9 seconds to go. Here comes Sandy Creek back with the ball. Rempe has got it. Rempe, 10-footer, no good. Rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia. Landgren with the rebound, and that's the final score. Hastings St. Cecilia easily over Sandy Creek here tonight in girls high school basketball. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 71, Sandy Creek 16. St. Cecilia will improve to 10 wins and no losses on the season. Hawkettes will play at Lincoln Christian on Saturday. Meanwhile, Sandy Creek, they will drop to 2 wins and 6 losses on the season. They've got a game with St. Paul tomorrow night here in Fairfield. Again, St. Cecilia wins it. Girls high school basketball final score 71-16. Back with the final totals after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
As a paramedic, we do interfacility transport, so I see and interact a lot with Mary Lanning. I was on the job, bent down to lift the stretcher, and kind of had a little bit of a pull in my back. After the injury, was not able to do much, then was referred to Dr. Bell, Mary Lanning in Hastings, and Dr. Bell reviewed things and decided that surgery was the best option for me. After the surgery, I was able to continue to do my job at the highest level, even more so now than I was before. Mary Lanning felt like I was not just a number. They're not just doing the medicine. They're taking care of the person as a whole and that person's family. My name is Nathan Wiggert, and I'm a patient of Dr. Scott Bell at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here in girls high school basketball. Final score of 16. Got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you some final numbers here momentarily. Other basketball going on around the dial here tonight. You've got the Nebraska women's basketball team. They're playing in Iowa against the Iowa Hawkeyes. That ball game now just tipping off over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Also got some area high school basketball tonight over on Power 99, KKPR. It is Wood River. They're playing tonight at Arcadia Loop City. So that one is underway right now over on Power 99 with a boys game coming up here momentarily on 1230 KHIS. Again, 71-16, the final score. Hastings St. Cecilia beating Sandy Creek. We'll come back with those totals in 1 minute.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Hiding in between games here in Fairfield tonight. They're just outside of Fairfield at Sandy Creek High School. Hastings St. Cecilia winning the girls game here tonight, 71-16 in the Hawkins, scoring the first 14 points of the game. They led 25-4 after the first quarter. St. Cecilia scoring the first 21 points of the second quarter. They outscored Sandy Creek 26-1 in that second period. The Hawkins had a 51-5 lead at halftime. We had a running clock throughout the entire second half. St. Cecilia leading 66-10 after three, 71-16. The Hawkins win it here tonight over Sandy Creek to improve to 10-0 on the season. St. Cecilia getting 9 points apiece tonight. Actually, Jenna Esch leading the way tonight for St. Cecilia. She had 11 points in the game. Then 9 points apiece for Chloe McCauley, Bailey Kissinger, and Shea Butler, in addition to Tori Thomas. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Gracie Daly had two. Lexi Verton had 4 points. Natalie Kissinger had six. McKenna Asher had 6 points. Catherine Hamburger had four. Libby Landgren had 2 points in the ball game here tonight. Sandy Creek, they were led by Jaden Claycamp. She scores 8 points. Kennedy Tripe had four. Grace Messenger had two. Carly Tripe had 1 point, and Leah Hatch had 1 point for Sandy Creek. And the final score is 71-16. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Shooting numbers in the ball game. The Hawkins ended up shooting 27 out of 50 from the field. That is 54%. For the Hawkins, they were 8 out of 14 in the second half for 57%. They end up 54% for the ball game, 27 out of 50. Sandy Creek was 6 out of 20 from the field tonight. That's 30%. Hawkins from three-point territory, 7 out of 16 tonight, 44%. Sandy Creek was 1 out of 5 for 20%. The rebounds, St. Cecilia had 28. Sandy Creek had 14. St. Cecilia had 22 offensive rebounds, 6 on defense. Sandy Creek had 4 offensive rebounds and 10 on defense. Officially, 9 turnovers in the ball game for St. Cecilia, 30 turnovers for Sandy Creek, 21 steals for Hastings St. Cecilia, 4 steals for Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia with no blocked shots in the ball game. The Cougars had 2 blocked shots from the free throw line. St. Cecilia was 10 out of 18. That is 56%. And Sandy Creek was 3 out of 6 from the line, for 50%. But St. Cecilia wins it tonight. Girls high school basketball final of 71-16 over Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia now 10-0 on the season. They'll play at Lincoln Christian on Saturday. Sandy Creek will drop to 2 wins and 6 losses. They'll play host to St. Paul tomorrow night. So 71-16, the final score here tonight. St. Cecilia wins over Sandy Creek. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher as our high school basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials starting at $7.99. Friday night, come in hungry for a surf and turf special for only $14.99. Don't forget to call in and book their party room for graduation or any special event. Rivals is open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at Sandy Creek as we get you sent for the boys game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia taking on the Cougars of Sandy Creek. We'll spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, coming off of the holiday tournament up in York, it was not a good outing for you guys, dropping a couple of ball games, but a chance for you to get back in on the winning ways tonight.
You know, you got to stay positive and try to find some things to help your kids get through, you know, a stretch like that. I thought the Platteview game, you know, really competed well. You know, losing Ashton in the second quarter didn't help, but then our kids battled, you know, to keep it within the 10-point game that it probably, you know, should have been when the final score went through. But, you know, the next day, I think our kids didn't understand the understanding of, you know, Elkhorn's a lot bigger school. Every one of their kids from 1 through 14 looked like they were basketball players. And, you know, it just snowballed on us a little bit. We tried to find some positives out of that game to help our kids to understand that keep competing. There's no doubt about that. But we gave them too many easy points and had too many turnovers to really compete in that ball game.
Obviously, losing Ashton on the first night on Friday was a huge loss for the entire weekend. He's not going to play again tonight probably. So this is a team that's now got to find some way to score.
Yeah, it's got to find a way in a hurry because we've got a lot of ball games coming up. You know, he's close to being back, but what percent is he going to be back? Nobody comes off an ankle sprain like he had and is 100% right away. And that's what we're trying to avoid is, okay, dragging him through that. Now, offensively, we've got to get better regardless if Ashton was on the floor or not. He creates a lot of points for us by himself, and he also creates some mismatches possibly from somebody helping off on him. So they're not having that now. And we've told our kids all year long we'd never tried to be a one-man show or anything like that. So we've got to get better in the interior. We should be scoring more points than we are right now there.
Well, what do you see now of your offense, with or without the Ashton in the lineup?
Well, you gotta look at okay, who can make plays, and a lot of times basketball is so instinctful, and you just gotta, you know, you're never gonna script it out the way you want. And so, you know, we're going with some young guys, and they have the instincts. It's just if they can physically get the job done. You know, like Braden Schropp's gonna start tonight at the point. He's 5'6". But he has the best basketball instincts of any guy on our team. He can make some plays and set some other people up for some shots, and we hope that helps us. Our big guys, like I mentioned earlier, they got to go. And I think moving maybe John Starr off the point will give him some opportunities to score the basketball also.
You're giving plenty of guys chances and opportunities. We've kind of shuffled the lineup here the past 4 or 5 games.
We've played a lot of guys. We've you know, changed lineups. We're trying to explain to our guys that you've got to be productive when you're on the floor. Minutes played versus production is huge. You know, this is varsity level competition. It's not a feel good as far as, hey, we're just going to play anybody just to give them some playing time. We've got to be productive. We still have a chance at having a really successful basketball season, but the results have to start showing up, whether it's on the scoreboard or just on paper, getting better.
When you're coming off of a game that we had on Saturday, now you got a tough stretch here. You got to tonight's game, and you got to 3 games coming up next week that are going to be tough. What do you tell your basketball team? How do you give them some confidence for this 4-game stretch?
Well, we hope that, you know, we practiced hard the last 3 days, and our kids didn't understand, I don't think, yet. That's the thing, that we're in a 33rd practice, and some of these guys are junior high JV type guys that, hey, their seasons were over at 25 practices. So we hope no one's hitting the wall. The mentality is, hey, you got to be able to prepare every day for life. You got to be able to prepare every day for basketball. And this is not just about basketball. Now, we've got to do a great job with our kids keeping things positive. And sometimes it doesn't seem like it is. But hopefully our kids gain some confidence tonight and, you know, go into this next 4-game stretch against C1 and B competition with a better frame of mind.
Yeah, a team in Sandy Creek tonight that you probably match up pretty well against. And this is one of those games where you can play and maybe gain a little bit of that confidence you've been looking for.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, you know, Sandy Creek over the past few years has struggled, you know, and but they've given us fits over here. I remember hitting a shot at the buzzer to win it about 4 or 5 years ago. And I told our kids, you know, whether we were playing a bigger school or smaller school or a school we think, you know, is about the same level as we're at right now, we've got to be ready to play. And hopefully, you know, just the fact that we've had a little time to get a bad taste out of our mouth from the Christmas break. And our kids are, you know, hey, this next stretch of five games will tell a lot about the rest of the season.
Obviously, you're concerned with Sandy Creek tonight, but I think we go back to the same thing where you're more concerned about yourselves and getting on the right track to maybe what the Cougars are doing tonight.
Yes, definitely. Getting some things done. We've got to play basketball with an intent and purpose and a toughness on the offensive side. I think our defense has kept us around and been decent enough to win us some games, but we just got to get better production offensively. I mean, until we decide that we can score the basketball on catch, we can make sure we have a purpose every time down the floor, that's where we got to get better in a hurry, you know, or it could be an ugly season.
Any major changes offensively? You mentioned a couple of guys moving around, but can you do anything to produce some more points?
Well, we've really drilled getting the ball inside and using our size. I know tonight we'll have that advantage. We've got to use it to our advantage. And ball movement. We are so right now physically not ready for the varsity level in our guards. They've got instinct. They just can't quite get into gaps and create stuff for our other players. So what we got to do is really move the basketball. A lost art is passing it and getting into the open man. But I think our guys will do. It's not that they're playing selfish. They just were out man last couple games. And this game here, I think if we don't see ball movement, it's just not sinking in. We got to move the ball and we got to get the ball inside and hopefully score the ball inside.
What about Sandy Creek that come in? They've got one win in eight outings so far. They've got a Wyatt Mock kid that is in double figures. Looks like he's their go-to man.
He is. He's got a lot. He does a lot of the things for like Ashton does for us. I mean, he's going to take a majority of their shots. He's as athletic, and he could play for quite a few teams around in this area. So we've got to do a good job of slowing him down. They play hard. They are physical for their stature, and you know, they've been on the end of some beatings too here where they don't like that anymore. I mean, you can tell their attitude's kind of good about playing harder and things. We've just got to make sure they don't get off to a good start and allow the crowd to get into the game, allow Mock to get going. Once your guy gets going and your dude gets going, we say, then everybody else feels, oh, he's having a good game. We got to follow suit. But we've just got to slow some things down on him and make sure that we're playing the way we want to play.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Why get one recliner when you can get two during the buy one, get one recliner sale at Furniture Direct? Choose from rocker, wall saver, even power. Now is the perfect time to get two recliners for as low as $399 just for you or to give one as a gift. You can even get 12 months no interest financing on your two recliners. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jane Shaw, and producing engineer Taylor Buss back here in Sandy Creek High School, just outside of Fairfield here tonight. Boys High School basketball is coming up next as St. Cecilia gets ready to take on Sandy Creek. Hawks coming in a record of 4 wins, 5 losses on the season. St. Cecilia losing twice over the Christmas holiday break. They played in the York Holiday Tournament and were taken apart, basically. And in both of the ball games, losing to Platteview by 11 points the first night, 52-41. And last Saturday afternoon, being blown out by Elkhorn, 62-21 in the consolation game. The Hawks lost the services of Ashton Valentine the first day. In the second quarter of that ball game against Platteview, he turned an ankle, did not play the second half against Platteview, did not play at all against that Elkhorn on Saturday. That was a huge loss for the Hawks. Ashton has been averaging 18.2 points and 6.1 rebounds per game, in addition to 1.8 assists and 1.6 steals per game. So Valentine did not play. But quite frankly, St. Cecilia did not have a very good ball game in either nights, with or without Ashton Valentine, losing a couple of ball games over the weekend. Ashton went through the pregame workouts here at Sandy Creek, but he's not expected to play, according to Kevin Asher. He's not expected to play in this ball game tonight. St. Cecilia has got a tough stretch of games coming up. As like we mentioned during the girls segment, they got Lincoln Christian coming up on this Saturday, and then three games next week. So unless we're in dire need, Ashton Valentine not expected to play here today, although he continues to go through the pregame workouts here for head coach Kevin Asher. So St. Cecilia is sitting at 4 wins, 5 losses on the season. Offense has really been the problem spot for the Hawks. They are averaging only 40 points per ball game on offense, and Ashton Valentine is averaging 18 of those. So you take him out of the equation, not many guys that gobble up the rest of the points. Their second leading scorer is John Starr, and he is averaging 6.1 points per ball game. St. Cecilia probably playing well enough on defense to be in a lot of games. Hawks are giving up only 47.6 points per ball game on offense. St. Cecilia, rather, on defense, are giving up 47.6. On offense, they're hitting 38% of their field goal tries, 25% from three-point territory, 55% from the free throw line. Sandy Creek, they come in with a mark of 1 win, 7 losses on the season. The Cougars have not had a lot of success here in recent years. They're still coached by a former Hastings College assistant coach in Matt Schwarzendruber. That's been down here a long, long time. Of course, was on the staff with Mike Trader at Hastings College before getting a chance to coach high school basketball. And Matt's been down here for a long time, ever since he left Hastings College. He's sitting at 1-7 this year. Their only win was against Friend back on December the 8th. They beat Friend by a score of 54-17. They've got losses to Wood River, 53-31. They were blown out by Centura, 60-30. They were beaten by Centennial, 45-33. They were beaten by Donovan Trumbull, 61-40. And they lost by 16 to Wilbur Claytonia, 48-32. They went 0-2 in the Central City Holiday Tournament over the holidays, losing by 4. To a very good Bruning Davenport Schickley team, 43-39. Then they were blown out in the consolation game by Cross County, 63-25. So Sandy Creek 1-7 on the season, averaging 35 points per ball game on offense, giving up 48.7 on the defensive end. But their leading scorer is Wyatt Mock. Mock is a junior. Is averaging 15 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Mock is hitting 47% of his field goal tries this year, 24% from three-point territory, 67% from the free throw line. In addition to his scoring, he's also averaging 1 assist and 2.1 steals per game, and he leads the team in blocked shots with 6. So Wyatt Mock and the Sandy Creek Cougars trying to pull off the upset tonight. With Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawks are trying to right the ship here after suffering 2 losses over the last weekend during the holidays of the York Holiday Tournament. Boys game is coming up next there on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek will come back and check the starting lineups in 1 minute.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
KHAS.
Hi, high school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS, also online, flatriverpreps.com. We'll get you the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Sandy Creek, it'll be Connor Crumless getting a start. Crumless is a junior for the Cougars. He's averaging 1.8 points, 1.5 rebounds per game. Wyatt Mock, we told you about him, a junior for Sandy Creek, averaging 15 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. The other starters will be Hayden Schock, who's a freshman. Hayden Schock is averaging a couple of points per ball game. Also, Kiefer Anderson, a sophomore. He's averaging 8 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. And then we'll see Josh Shaw, a freshman. Josh Shaw averaging about a point and 4.9 rebounds per game. Matt Schwarzendruber as the head coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with John Starr, Paul Fagot. Also, Gus Driscoll, Garrett Parr, and also Braden Schropp in the basketball game here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Now with three locations in the city of Hastings, member FDIC. St. Cecilia controls the opening tip, but the Hawks immediately called for a traveling violation. Turnover on St. Cecilia. Now Sandy Creek tries to pound the ball inside to Shaw. And it's going to be taken away. So each team with a turnover to start the ball game. St. Cecilia now offensively with the ball. They're dressed in their blue and white uniforms here tonight. Sandy Creek dressed in their white uniforms and their red trim. One thing when you come to Sandy Creek and play the Cougars, you know they're going to play a tough defense at least for a while. Paul Fagot from the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Comes on the near sideline. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So Paul Fagot takes the first shot there for St. Cecilia. Wouldn't go. Now the Hawks going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Sandy Creek has got the ball as they will bring things up. This is Hayden Schock. This is a real young basketball team here for Sandy Creek. But St. Cecilia not in much a better boat here, playing without the services again of the Ashton Valentine. So a bunch of youngsters out there for Kevin Asher. And Hastings St. Cecilia, here's Josh Shaw with the ball on the dribble out here in the three-point territory. Shaw stops right side of the lane, has to get rid of it. Shaw finally does, gets into the hands of Hayden Schock out here. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Sandy Creek gets it to a Wyatt Mock. Wyatt Mock at the top of the key, drives it inside, puts up a shot and hits it. Wyatt Mock scores, and it's a 2-0 ball game. Sandy Creek has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's John Starr with the ball. Starr on the wing in the right sideline. Gets it down to the top of the key. That's Gus Driscoll. Driscoll over here at the par. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Can't go up for the shot. Gets it to Paul Fagot. Back over here to par. He drives it to the hole. A shot can be blocked down by Shaw. Shaw grabs the ball here for Sandy Creek. Cougars come back the other way. They nearly travel with the ball. Shaw has got it now down on the baseline, driving for the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Mock, and now we got a jump ball call and a rebound. Arrow pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Wyatt Bach will inbound the ball for Sandy Creek, a team that is 1-7 on the season. Here's a Crumless with the ball, now to Mock. Free throw line extended right side. Wyatt Mock looking inside to block, nothing there. He retreats out near the 10-second line. Throws it to the near sideline. That's Shuck with the ball. Now down in the corner. Down in the corner, they get it back out here to Shuck. Now back out near the 10-second line again. That's Wyatt Mock with it. His passing can be intercepted. Intercepted by Parr. Long pass down the floor to Schropp. His driving layup is going to be missed. No good. Rebound comes down here to Sandy Creek. Driving back the other way. A driving layup by Kiefer Anderson is going to be blocked out of bounds. It's going to be Sandy Creek ball. Cougars will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2-0. Sandy Creek has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Sandy Creek throws the ball into the backcourt. Crumless will go back to retrieve it now. For Sandy Creek brings it across the 10-second line. Crumless moves it to the right sideline. St. Cecilia in a zone defense. Down in the corner to Shuck. Entry pass inside. We've got a 2-to-the-whistle and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Kiefer Anderson. An offensive foul on Kiefer Anderson. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Cougars here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek now applying some pressure back here. We'll see how the young Hawks can handle this. Braden Schropp dribbles behind his back, brings it into the offensive zone here against the Crumless. Goes over there to Paul Fagot. Sandy Creek now in a man-to-man defense with a 2-0 lead. Here's Gus Driscoll inside, all alone. Nice pass by Driscoll. Garrett Parr receives the pass there and lays it in. We're down tied up at 2 points apiece here in the first quarter. Here's Hayden Shuck with the ball as he works against Schropp. Takes it into the offensive zone down the far sideline. Crumless has got it now. Connor Crumless brings it out to the center of the floor. Throws it down in the corner. That's going to be a Hayden Shuck with the ball down to Mock. Bounces off of a defender, then throws up a shot from 10 and hits it. Wyatt Mock now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. 4-2 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in boys high school basketball. There's Driscoll. His shot is going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Fagot grabs it at the free throw line. Jump pass down to Driscoll. His shot's blocked down by Shaw, and Shaw grabs the ball here for Sandy Creek. Down to Hayden Shuck. Here come the Cougars. It's a 4-2 ball game. Sandy Creek with a 2-point lead. Left side, Connor Crumless has got the ball. Crumless down to Mock. His shot for the baseline is no good. Paul Fagot with a rebound. Fagot has got it for the Hawks. Now to Schropp. Down the far sideline. Here come the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks trailing by 2 points. 4-2. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Starr. Rebound comes down to Crumless. One shot and out here for the Hawks. Crumless gets into the hands of Hayden Shuck. He'll bring it across the 10-second line. Shuck throws it down in the corner to Crumless, just inside the three-point arc. Crumless comes out to Wyatt Mock at the top of the key. Now to Shaw. Free throw line extended right side. 3:18 to play here in the first quarter. 4-2. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Here's Anderson for three from the top of the circle. His shot's no good. Shaw grabs the rebound. Shaw gets it to Shuck over here on the left baseline. Back inside, a shot by Anderson. No good. Ball tapped out. Shaw grabs the ball again. And a foul is going to be called. Three shots at the hole there for Sandy Creek. Big three offensive rebounds there for the Cougars. Dylan Schwer coming to the ball game now for Sandy Creek. Here comes Ethan Sherb back into the ball game as well. Sandy Creek will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Shaw has got the ball. He throws it out here near the 10-second line. Micah Biltoff into the ball game now as he takes it to the far sideline. Hands it away to a Wyatt Mock. Down inside, 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Mock comes over here to Biltoff down on the baseline now. They get it down to the Sherbeck. His pass is going to be intercepted. Here's Paul Fagot back the other way. Hit shot is blocked out of bounds, but a foul is going to be called right here in front of us by Wyatt Mock. Mock commits the personal foul. That's going to be his first second team foul called on Sandy Creek here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia will be Paul Fagot. Free throw shooting has not been the forte of the Hawks here this year. There's a shot from the line. It's going to be no good. Paul Fagot is now 4 out of 16 from the free throw line this year. St. Cecilia as a team is hitting only 55% from the free throw line. Next shot by Fagot is up there. That one is a brick. It's no good. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play. This could be a race to 40 tonight. A couple of teams has been having problems scoring. St. Cecilia averaging 40 points per ball game. Sandy Creek 35.5. It's a 4-2 score here in the first quarter. We got 2.5 minutes to go. There's a Wyatt Mock, and now a 10-second violation is called here on Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek hit with a 10-second backcourt violation. That's going to be turnover number 3 on the Cougars so far in the ballgame, and St. Cecilia will play things in. Iowa's leading Nebraska women's college basketball at halftime, 37-34 over at Iowa City. Hawkeyes with a 3-point lead. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Mock. Now Mock loses control of the ball here at the 10-second line, and a foul is going to be called. Mock lost control, but Luke Rodriguez came up with it for St. Cecilia, but a foul is going to be called here on the Sandy Creek. They go on Schwer. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Cougars. Facing St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. 4-2 is the score. Sandy Creek has got a 2-point lead, but St. Cecilia has got the ball. Here's a Garrett Parr down the lane to the basket. His shot good. Garrett Parr has scored the first 2 field goals in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Hawks now applying pressure here in backcourt. Here's a Biltoff. Michael Biltoff still in backcourt. Races it across the 10-second line. Gets it to Mock for 3. Shot is up there. Top of the back iron. No good. Another offensive rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called. Sherbeck came down with the offensive board. That was the 4th offensive rebound of the first half for Sandy Creek, but then he was tied up on the play. Sherbeck is tied up, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Blue Hawks will come back with the ball. 1:41 to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek 4, Hastings St. Cecilia 4. St. Cecilia comes back with the basketball. It's going to be Parr with the ball. They lob it inside to a Jared Prevett. Prevett is going to be hit. He's going to be fouled in the play. As soon as Prevett grabbed the ball, he was surrounded by Cougars there. Wyatt Mock picks up the foul. That's going to be his 2nd personal foul. Coming into the ball game now for a Schropp is going to be Alex Burns. Also coming in for St. Cecilia is going to be Van Skyver. And Prevett will go to the bench. 1:29 to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Here's a Garrett Parr dribbling left to right across the top of the key. Gives it away now to Luke Rodriguez. Has it knocked loose. Rodriguez picks her back up and scores. Luke Rodriguez scores. That gives St. Cecilia their first lead of the ball game. Now it's 6-4. Now they steal the ball away. John Starr drives through the hole. His shot's going to be no good. And the ball is ripped out of there by Sandy Creek's Kiefer Anderson. Sandy Creek has now turned the ball over 4 times here in the first quarter, but they're trailing by only a couple of points, 6-4 here against St. Cecilia. Sandy Creek with it down here in the baseline. We got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. They got it down to Anderson, but a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia's John Starr. Starr picks up his first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Blue Hawks here in this first half of play. We're in the first quarter. 53 seconds to play. 6-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The bounce pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Alex Burns grabs it. A turnover there on St. Cecilia. Burns gets the ball ahead to Parr. Drives the baseline. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. He's fouled in the blank. Garrett Parr getting off to a good start here tonight. Got a couple of field goals, and now he'll go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia, being fouled in the play by Sandy Creek's Connor Crumless. Crumless picks up his first foul. Now it's going to be a free throw coming up here from Garrett Parr. His shot is up there good. Parr is a 66% foul shooter on the season. He's 6 out of 9, one of the better foul shooters on the team here for the Hawks. Garrett will have one more. St. Cecilia leading by 3. Next shot is up there. That one rolls around and goes down through the hole. St. Cecilia now leading by the score of 8-4. Here's a shot with the ball down the right sideline for Sandy Creek. Dribbles down in the corner, lobs it inside. The ball can be deflected away. The scramble is on. 3-4 players hit the deck, and a timeout's going to be called. At the bottom of the stack there was Ethan Sherback. He got possession of the ball, and Matt Schwarzendruber calls the timeout here to save the possession. It's brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. 29 seconds to play first quarter. St. Cecilia 8, Sandy Creek 4.
Friesen Chevrolet is your one-stop shop to help you navigate the winter roads. Whether you're looking for a great selection of both new and pre-owned vehicles, need tires, or your vehicle serviced to keep you and your family safe on the roads, their neighborly sales staff is happy to assist you in finding your next winter-ready vehicle, and financing is available pending credit approval. For sales, service, parts, go to FriesenChevrolet.com. If you're smiling while you're driving, Friesen is the reason. Friesen Chevrolet, just off Highway 6 in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, play is back in Sandy Creek with the ball following their timeout. They've got it over here. Brockman sent it to the top of the key to Kiefer Anderson, and he's calling for the extra steps. That's six turnovers on Sandy Creek here in the first quarter, and now St. Cecilia with 14.3 seconds to play in the first period. We'll have a chance at the final shot here. The Hawks are out on top by a score of 8-4. St. Cecilia comes into their offensive zone. Schropp has got the ball. Schropp now to Parr. Gives it out to Burns. Lobs it inside to Van Skyver. Takes it down the lane. His shot good, and he's fouled on the play. Alec Van Skyver gets the field goal there for St. Cecilia. He is fouled on the play, and Van Skyver will go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. Kiefer Anderson picks up the foul for Sandy Creek. Here comes Shaw back into the ball game. Anderson will go to the bench. And Skyver to the free throw line. He's a 55% foul shooter on the season. 10-4. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Shot from the line is up there and in by Van Skyver. So now the Hawks lead by a score of 11-4. St. Cecilia scored the last 9 points here of the first quarter. Sandy Creek will play things in. Intercepted by Burns. His shot at the horn is going to be no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So Sandy Creek unofficially with 7 turnovers in the first quarter of play. 1 quarter in the books. Boys High School basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia 11. Sandy Creek 4. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality, tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Girls game tonight won by Hastings St. Cecilia over Sandy Creek 71-16. St. Cecilia improves to 10 wins and no losses on the season. 71-16, Hastings St. Cecilia winning in girls basketball earlier tonight. Boys game right now, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Sandy Creek 11-4. Hawks scoring the final 9 points of the first period. And now Sandy Creek has got the ball. Cougars jumped out to the early lead, but St. Cecilia got things going and scored the last 9 of the first quarter. Here's Mock trying to take it down to the baseline. It's going to be swatted away from him out of bounds. Sandy Creek will play things in deep in the corner. Left side of the basket, Wyatt Mock will inbound the ball. Comes out here to Crumless, who steps into the backcourt to retrieve it. All right, the official is right there. Aiden Schuck has got the ball. Now to Mock out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Schropp. He drives it to the hole, kind of out of control there, and he is whistled for the traveling violation. Turnover number 8 in the ball game for Sandy Creek. Head coach Matt Schwarzendruber down on his knees in front of the the bench here for Sandy Creek, rooting his squad on. Here's a Paul Fagot with the ball. Fagot moves it over to Schropp, and he's calling for the traveling violation. Second turnover of the ball game for Hastings Saints. It's 11-4. Sandy Creek is trailing here in the ball game, and the Cougars will inbound the ball. Good crowd on hand tonight, but the hometown folks haven't had a lot to cheer about here in either the ball game. There's Paul Fagot tipping the ball out of bounds into the St. Cecilia bench. Sandy Creek will play things in. They get it to Wyatt Mock. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points so far tonight. He's their leading scorer, averaging 15 points per ball game. There's a Crumless with the ball. Crumless gets it to Anderson. Now to Mock for three. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Shock. Sandy Creek doing a good job on the offensive glass. They send it back inside to Shaw. His shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by John Starr of St. Cecilia. Starr down to Schropp. Down the far sideline. Now to Starr. Starr on the wing. Comes out to Gus Driscoll. Driscoll over here on the left side to Garrett Parr. Down to Schropp to Parr. On the left side to Paul Fagot. 200 pass goes over to Starr. Moves it down the lane all the way to the goal. And his shot is up there. Good. John Starr scores. And it's now a 13-4 ball game. 13-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Down the far sideline is Hayden Shuck. Now he is hit on the plane. A foul is going to be called. So St. Cecilia right now on an 11-0 run here, bridging the first and second quarters. Foul goes on Garrett Parr. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation. Sandy Creek will play things in. Mock has got the ball. Mock gets it down to Anderson. Brings it back out to Shaw. Top of the key. Shaw dribbles once. Sends it over to Crumless. Crumless now to Anderson. It moves it over here on the right side. That's going to be Shuck with the ball. Now down in the corner. They move the ball around. This is St. Cecilia's zone defense. Hayden Shuck with it as they work it back inside. The ball is going to be tipped away from Anderson. Retrieved there by a Crumless. He has it knocked loose and it goes out of bounds. A turnover on Sandy Creek. Probably not going to be able to penetrate inside against St. Cecilia. Hawks are really sagging back into the lane there defensively. Just daring Sandy Creek to shoot from the outside. 13-4 is the score. There's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by Starr. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Anderson. And Anderson is out of bounds here on the near side. Chases the ball back to the near sideline right in front of the bench and took a step back and he was out of bounds. So Sandy Creek credited with a rebound, but also a turnover. 10 turnovers on Sandy Creek so far here in this first half of play. It's 13-4. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Schropp has got the ball for the Hawks. Entry pass to get it to Van Skyver. Down in the corner to Burns. Back outside to Schropp for three. Shot is up there, no good. St. Cecilia crashes the boards, and a foul is going to be called here on Alec Van Skyver. First foul on Van Skyver. That's going to be team foul number four on St. Cecilia. 5:13 to play in the first half. Sandy Creek trailing 13-4. Andrew Mock has got the ball. Gets it into the forecourt now to Biltoff, who was injured in the first half, but he's back in there now for the Cougars. Michael Biltoff dribbling with the ball. Comes over to Shaw. Schropp goes for the steal and picks up a personal foul for his efforts. Braden Schropp picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five on St. Cecilia. Non-shooting foul. So with 4:55 to play, St. Cecilia will wait for Sandy Creek to play it in. But now Matt Schwarzengruber wants to call a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Give them a call. If you've got the sniffles, give them a call to get you handled. 402-462-4600. Take a break. 4:55 to play. Second quarter. St. Cecilia 13, Sandy Creek 4.
Get more than you expect at Furniture
Furniture Direct.
Why get one recliner when you can get two during the buy one, get one recliner sale at Furniture Direct? Choose from rocker, wall saver, even power. Now is the perfect time to get two recliners for as low as $399 just for you, or to give one as a gift. You can even get 12 months no interest financing on your two recliners. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 4:55 to play here in the second quarter. 13-4 is the score. Hastings Saints is sitting with the lead. Sandy Creek has not scored since the 4:20 mark of the first quarter. But now we got 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Saints is saying has rattled off the last 11 points in a row. There's a shot for the baseline that's going to be no good there by Biltoff. And the rebound comes down here to Alex Burns. Burns has got it for St. Cecilia in the forecourt down at Gus Driscoll. Here's a Schropp with the ball out here in three-point territory, dribbling with it. Sends it over to Gus Driscoll, now down in the corner. Out on the wing, that's going to be John Starr with the ball. Jump pass over here to Schropp, down in the left corner to Alex Burns. Cross-court pass, nearly intercepted. Starr grabs it. Down to Driscoll, down to Starr, has it knocked loose by Bach. Starr picks her back up, goes to Schropp. Braden Schropp, bounce pass down in the corner. Alex Burns has got it. He's double-teamed. Dribbles between a couple of defenders, and now a timeout's going to be called by Kevin Asher as Alex Burns was in all kinds of trouble down here in the corner. Another timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 4:09 to play in the second quarter. Take a break. St. Cecilia 13, Sandy Creek 4.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provides up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. PTSR offers free evaluation of sports-related injuries to all area athletes during convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 4:09 to play here in the second quarter, 13-4. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks with the ball, and their offensive end here is Van Skyver. His shot's going to be no good as he leaves it short in the lane, and the ball is brought down here by Mock. So Van Skyver misses the easy one there for St. Cecilia. They pound the ball inside to Sean. He's going to be fouled in a play here by Van Skyver. Van Skyver picks up his second personal foul. Sean's a big old boy inside there for his Sandy Creek. Cougars trying to pound it inside. Now Sean's got the ball. Now to Biltoff. Here's Mock from the corner for three. Shot good. Wyatt Mock has got all 7 points here for Sandy Creek. And it's a 13-7 ball game in the second quarter with 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play. There's the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds over on the far sideline in backcourt. So St. Cecilia will play things in. A couple of struggling offensive basketball teams squaring off here tonight. 13-7 is the score. Sandy Creek trailing Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball. Down in the right corner, that's Gus Driscoll. Driscoll down to John Starr, to Schropp, to Van Skyver, to Burns. A shot from the corner, way off of the mark, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, but it was last touchdown here by Biltoff of Sandy Creek. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. We'll have Adams Central and Lexington coming up tomorrow night. 5:45 pregame show, girls game at 6 for the boys to follow at 7:30. Adams Central in Lexington tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. They come out here to Paul Fagot, who's back into the ball game. The Starr, the Fagot, the Schropp down in the corner. Matt Boyd, his three-pointer, way off of the mark, no good. Ball is a battled for. It's picked up by Mock, and he's hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Foul here will go on John Starr. St. Cecilia in the first quarter hit only 4 out of 14 shots, 29%. Sandy Creek hit only 2 out of 8 for 25%. St. Cecilia was 0 out of 2 on three-pointers. Sandy Creek was 0 out of 2. Here's Mock at the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Wyatt Mock, their leading scorer, averaging 15 points per game. He's got all 8 points here for Sandy Creek in the first half. Mock's next free throw is up there. It's good. And the Cougars now trailing by only 4. The St. Cecilia, it's 13-9. Schropp with the ball. Schropp now to Parr. Gets it to a John Starr around the screen from Paul Fugot. Out here to Braden Schropp. And he's sent on the play there by Mock. That's going to be 3 fouls on Wyatt Mock with 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the second quarter. That's probably not good news right there for the Cougars. Mock is going to have to come out of the ball game. So the guy who's got all 9 points here for Sandy Creek will now have to come to the bench at least for the next 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Braden Schropp will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. He's 2 out of 2 from the line this season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Schropp will have one more. 14-9 is the score now. St. Cecilia with the lead here in the first half. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Braden Schropp, the freshman, hits a couple of free throws there for St. Cecilia. And it's now a 15-9 ball game. There's a Sandy Creek at the other end. A shot fired up there by Anderson. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out here to Schropp. Runs it down the far sideline. Cuts for the hole. Jump pass comes over here to a Boyd. Boyd brings it down into three-point territory. Goes to Paul Fugot. Down to Schropp to the far sideline to Starr. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to a Crumless. I think Sandy Creek just needs to survive the next 2 minutes and 9 seconds here. With the Wyatt Mock on the bench, they can survive here. They might have a chance in the second half. Here's Shaw with the ball down in the baseline. His shot no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Anderson. His shot from 5 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia. Running back the other way, John Starr has got it on the wing. Starr sends it out to Schropp. Now left side to a Garrett Parr. Now to Schropp out here, out in the three-point territory. Comes across the top to a John Starr. Down in the corner, that's going to be Boyd, the star, inside to Paul Fugot. Nice pass to Parr. His shot is up there. It is good, and he's fouling a blank. Garrett Parr gets the field goal and one. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Kiefer Anderson now picks up his third personal foul here for Sandy Creek. They've got two guys in foul trouble here in the first half. Garrett Parr to the free throw line. He's 2 out of 2 so far tonight. Trying to make this a three-point play. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. And his shot is good. Three-point play by Parr. He's got 9 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top here. It's 17-9. Ball is going to be deflected out of bounds into the first row of the bleachers on the far side. Retrieved by the Cougar student body section over there. There's a pass nearly intercepted. Grabbed here on the sideline by Crumless. He has problems with the ball. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Fugot. And now we've got a foul called here. Crumless lost control of the ball, and while he was fighting for it in front of the St. Cecilia bench, he's hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 9 on the Cougars here in this first half. And going to the free throw line will be Paul Fugot for St. Cecilia. He's 0 out of 2 from the line tonight. 4 out of 17 for the season. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Connor Crumless. Crumless will bring things up with 1:14 to play in the second quarter. Hawks have doubled the score on Sandy Creek, 18-9. And now we're going to have a foul called here. It's going to go on Starr. That's going to be his third. So John Starr now with 3 fouls for St. Cecilia. Rodriguez will check in for him. Going to the free throw line for Sandy Creek is Connor Crumless. Checking into the ball game will be Josh Shaw for Sandy Creek. Going out will be Ethan Sherbeck. Connor Crumless in the free throw line here for the Cougars, a 40% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Neither team can buy a free throw. Here comes Paul Fugot with the ball. He gets it in the hands of Matt Boyd. Boyd comes out here to Schropp. Now to Boyden for three. That one's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Crumless. Crumless gets into the hands of Aiden Schuck, who will bring things up. Michael builds off with the ball about 25 feet away from the basket on the right wing. Comes out between the circles. Now to Schuck. They get it inside there to Anderson down in the corner. They get it to Biltoff back out of the wing. A three-pointer thrown up there by Schuck. No good. Offensive rebound shot. His follow shot no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawks have a nine-point lead. 18-9 is the score. 20 seconds to play now. Here's a Schropp with the ball for the Hawks. To Garrett Parr. The Schropp to the far sideline to Matt Boyd. Entry pass to Paul Fagot. Down in the baseline, Rodriguez mishandles it. But it's picked up by Garrett Parr. And his shot is up there and in. Garrett Parr just happened to be Johnny on the spot there. He's got 11 points here in the first half. Fagot steals the ball away. And Sandy Creek brings it into the offensive zone. But time expires. And that's the end of the first half of play. Anything but picture perfect here tonight. But Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead at halftime in boys high school basketball. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 20, Sandy Creek 9. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHS.
This Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Flu season and vaccination season is upon us. Flu shots for Medicare, Blue Cross patients are free, and many other plans are free as well. So give us a call for all your vaccination needs. Shingrix, the new shingles vaccine, is also back in stock. Burt's downtown, 402-462-4343. Burt's on 14th Street, 462-4466. Thanks.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York Comfort System to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek High School. Boys High School basketball for us here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead over Sandy Creek. The score is 20-9. St. Cecilia with the advantage. Cougars actually jumped out to the early lead, 4-2 over St. Cecilia. New team to get much going in the first quarter. St. Cecilia then going on an 11-0 run, bridging the first and second quarters. St. Cecilia got out to a 13-4 lead early in the second period, and the Hawks now leading at halftime by a score of 20-9. All the scoring for Sandy Creek in the first half came from Wyatt Mock. Mock hitting a couple of field goals, and he had a three-pointer, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Connor Crumless was 0 out of 1 from the line in the first half. And that is it for Sandy Creek as far as their offense is concerned. Sandy Creek scores 4 points in the first quarter, 5 more in the second, and they're trailing here by a score of 20-9 to Hastings St. Cecilia. Garrett Parr leading the way for the Blue Hawks. Parr has got 4 field goals, and he is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, so Parr has got 11 points here at halftime. Alec Van Skyver, he's got a field goal, and he's 1 out of 1 from the line for 3. They've got guys with 2 points apiece. John Starr has got a field goal for 2. Luke Rodriguez has got a field goal for 2. Braden Schropp has got a couple of free throws and 2 points. St. Cecilia scoring 11 in the first quarter. They've got 9 in the second quarter, and the Hawks have the lead here at halftime over Sandy Creek. The score is 20-9. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers. High school basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, the better bank.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime, 20-9 is the score. Hastings St. Jose has got the lead over Sandy Creek. We've got an extended halftime show here tonight for some reason as we're being entertained by the dance team from Sandy Creek. Shooting numbers in the first half. St. Jose hitting 7 out of 24 from the field. St. Jose 4 out of 14 in the first quarter, 3 out of 10 in the second quarter. So there's 7 out of 24 from the field for 29%. Sandy Creek is hitting only 19% on their field goals. They are 3 out of 16. Sandy Creek 2 out of 8 in the first quarter. Cougars were 1 out of 8 in the second quarter. So Sandy Creek, 3 out of 16, 15%. Hawks are 0 for 8 from the point range here in the first half. Sandy Creek is 1 out of 3. Sandy Creek out-rebounding St. Jose is 17 to 10. The Cougars have 5 offensive rebounds, 12 on defense. St. Jose has got 3 offensive rebounds, 7 on defense. 2 turnovers for Hastings St. Jose so far. We've got to Sandy Creek with 13 turnovers, 7 steals for Hastings St. Jose, and no steals for Sandy Creek. A block shot for St. Jose, and no block shots for Sandy Creek. St. Jose is 6 out of 9 from the free throw line, 66%. Sandy Creek 2 out of 3, 66%. 20-9 is our score here at halftime as St. Jose leads the Sandy Creek Cougars. And earlier tonight, the St. Cecilia girls picked up a win over Sandy Creek by the score of 71-16 as St. Cecilia head coach Greg Barrett will join us at halftime here for a couple of minutes. And, Coach, you wanted to get off to a good start. We give you a check mark there, 14-0 in the first quarter, 21-0 you start the second quarter. So the beginning of each quarter in the first half, excellent for you guys.
Yeah, that was like we talked about before the game and pregame, that was going to kind of dictate how the game went and how the tempo was going to go throughout it. And I thought we did an excellent job of not really letting off the gas pedal there in the first half, because that's what you got to do. We talked about we want to take 2 steps forward and not take a step backward before we played last weekend and in York. So I thought our girls' mentality to start the game was really good.
You got to feel like maybe we took some steps forward tonight and not a step back, because we played a lot of folks, and for the most part, all 4 quarters, even when you had the second-tier players in there, you looked pretty good.
Yeah, and there's a high expectation. We had 3 new freshmen suiting up for the first time, too, and even when they were on the court, the expectation's the same. Compete, defend well, share the ball on offense, and keep it moving, and I thought, you know, we could get any shot we wanted at any time, and I thought we did a good job tonight as a group looking for a great shot.
It was the pressure defense, especially in the first half, that was really the story of the ball game. It was too much for Sandy Creek to overcome there.
Yeah, you know, they're a young team too. I mean, they're still working things out. And we knew, like we talked about pregame, the strength of their team was their posts, and it was going to be tough for them to probably get the ball in the front court to get to their offense if we really hounded and pressed their guard. So combination of a couple different presses really worked in our favor, and it really kind of dictated how that first half went.
Like you said, you didn't take the the gas off of the pedal, so to speak. You led 66-10 at the end of the third quarter. You won it 71-16 over Sandy Creek. Or when you're playing in the ball game like this, coaching in the ball game like this, what's the toughest playing in a blowout game like this?
Well, it was kind of nice to get some different combinations of younger kids out on the floor. Obviously, we don't really want our starters out there, you know, going for a layup or getting undercut or falling down some way unnecessarily. So it was kind of nice to kind of see some different kids go out and compete in a varsity stage. And, you know, a few of them that we've never seen before here. So, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of nice to see some other kids get a chance to step up and be on this stage and play a little bit.
It's all right because, like you said, the starters didn't play the entire game. You've got four games now in about the next, 7-8 days here, and all four of them are going to be tough. This is your toughest part of the schedule coming up.
Yeah, that's what we talked about in the locker room. We said, well, that was nice. Now we got to immediately get our focus immediately turned towards Lincoln Christian because that's another animal, and we're starting to kind of get into more of our conference play here as well with two conference opponents and then a Class B school and then, you know, an area school with Minden. So it's the next 8 days, like you said, are going to be tough. It's going to be practice and prep and then game. Practice, prep, game, and repeat. So we are definitely in a tough stretch of our season. I feel like, you know, this is a very experienced group, and I think it's one that can handle it. But like you said, it's just a lot of games and a lot of days, number of days.
This is the point of the season where you're not installing a lot of stuff offensively or defensively. You're just maybe going through a walkthrough. So a day of practice, a game, a day of practice, and a game is probably not a big deal, is it?
It's not. You just want to make sure that when we get to the gym, we're only going, you know, three-quarter speed. So that means our focus is only three-quarters of the way there. That's the biggest thing about that. You want to make sure we're mentally focused because all of this is preparation for, you know, we got a tough conference tournament coming up in 3 weeks. We got, you know, a tough district. We got, you know, hopefully, you know, we can make it down to Lincoln. Hopefully this is all kind of prepared us for that moment.
So you got to Lincoln Christian on Saturday. Like I said, it's going to be a tough opponent, maybe one of your tougher ones. We can't rule out the two Class B schools that we saw last weekend, but Christian is not going to be an easy one on Saturday.
Nope, especially not on the road. You know, they got a 6'4 post that's going to present some challenges, and they got a bunch of girls that can shoot three. So we're going to have to be disciplined defensively and really bring a great effort like we did tonight and like we did last week down in York.
Got to feel good going home on the bus 10-0, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, it wasn't really our goal to go undefeated, but, you know, like we talked about, we're actually probably about the halfway through the point of the season. We're about 31 practices in, usually get to about 60-ish. So it feels good, but we know there's a lot of work left to do.
Okay. Congratulations on the win. Good show.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Greg Barrett, the head coach for St. Cecilia. Again, scoring tonight, Jenna Esch. She had 11 points in the ball game, and then a bunch of girls had 9. Chloe McCauley had 9 points. Bailey Kissinger had 9. Shane Butler had 9. Tori Thomas had 9 points to lead the Hawkins in scoring as St. Cecilia improves to 10 wins and no losses on the season. Jaden Claycamp was a leading scorer for Sandy Creek as she scores 8 points in the basketball game. We've got an extended halftime here. We've had the dance team out there for a while, and now we've got the elementary kids playing some pickup basketball games here at halftime. Well, the two teams are in the locker room. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Sandy Creek tonight at the halftime break. The score 20-9. We'll come back and get some more at halftime right after this timeout.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Why get one recliner when you can get two during the buy one, get one recliner sale at Furniture Direct? Choose from rocker, wall saver, even power. Now is the perfect time to get two recliners for as low as $399 just for you or to give one as a gift. You can even get 12 months no interest financing on your two recliners. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS, online as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com and at HastingsLink.com. Don't forget, the Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpets of Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com to nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl will be recognized and listed as the Platte River Preps.com Athlete of the Month, brought to you by B&B Carpet of Donovan. Our reigning winners, the month of December, Morgan Wallace out of Overton and Allie Bauer out of Elm Creek. So congratulations to Morgan. Congratulations to Allie. There are Athletes of the Week for the month of December, a service of B&B Carpets of Donovan. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over the Sandy Creek Cougars. The score is 20-9. Is the real story for Sandy Creek. They've got a couple of guys in some foul trouble. Wyatt Bach, who has scored all 9 points here for Sandy Creek in the first half, he's got 3 personal fouls. He went out with a couple of minutes to play in the second quarter. And he'll be returning here, I'm sure, in the early part of the third quarter, as his team is relying on him to get the job done offensively. 9 points on the scoreboard and 9 points for Wyatt Mock. Kiefer Anderson has also got 3 personal fouls for Sandy Creek. John Starr has got 3 fouls for Hastings St. Cecilia. Tomorrow night we'll be on the road playing at Lexington. It'll be Adams Central playing at Lexington tomorrow night. First time in maybe a couple of years that we've made the trip to Lexington, as we'll see the Patriots and the Minutemen and the Minutemaids in action tomorrow. Adams Central has ascended to the top of the Class C1 polls this week. And a couple of Metro newspapers, Adams Central winning the Bennington Holiday Basketball Tournament last weekend. And the pollsters have rewarded them with the number one ranking in Class C1. So we'll see Adams Central tomorrow night. Their ball game's against Lexington. Then Saturday will be in Sioux City for Hastings College basketball. The Broncos will take on the Briarcliff Chargers. Different game times at the Tyson Event Center. 1:15 for the girls, 3:15 for the boys. That means the pregame show will be at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Second half coming up, St. Cecilia with a lead over Sandy Creek. It's 20-9. High school basketball continues after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, second half is underway. 20-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Hawks will have the ball to begin this second half. Sandy Creek's last field goal came with 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the second quarter. And we're now starting the third. Here's Paul Fagot off of the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Josh Shaw. Neither team really ripping the nets here in this ball game here tonight. Sandy Creek has got the ball. They're trailing by just 11 points here. Cougars are 1-7 on the season. St. Cecilia is sitting at 4-5. Here's Mock off of the baseline. His shot halfway down and falls off. No good. Offensive rebound, though. Sandy Creek grabs the ball. Cougars will have it. Here's a Biltop with it. Now out to Mock out here in three-point territory. There's a Crumless with the ball. Skip pass goes down in the corner to Biltop for three. The shot's way off of the mark. No good. An air ball. Rebound comes down here to Gus Driscoll. Driscoll now to Schrump into the forecourt to John Starr. Here's a Schrump with the ball. Lobs it inside. All alone. Grabbing the ball is Parr. And his shot is up and in. Garrett Parr could be having one of his breakout games right here. 13 points in the ball game for Garrett Parr, the freshman for St. Cecilia. Mock's running layup is going to be no good, but we got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on the Hawks. Non-shooting situation, so Sandy Creek will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The foul goes on Schropp. That's going to be his second. Shaw has got the ball now to Biltop. We're in Sandy Creek. Out on top, that's going to be a Mock with the ball. They lob it inside. There's a shot taken by Anderson around the rim and down. Kiefer Anderson gets the field goal for Sandy Creek, and now it's a 22-11 ball game. Sandy Creek is trailing here in the ball game, and St. Cecilia comes back. There's a par. He can't handle the ball. It goes out of bounds. Par kind of lost his footing there as he goes down right side of the lane. It's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia, their third of the ball game. 22-11. 6 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the third quarter from Sandy Creek High School tonight. Wyatt Mock has got the ball for the Cougars. Picked up there by Schropp. Goes over to Biltoff. Far side. They get it on the high post. That's going to be Anderson. Drops it down low to Shaw. He's going to be fouled in the play. Shaw is fouled in the play there by Driscoll. First foul on Gus Driscoll. Team foul number two on St. Cecilia. And Josh Shaw will go to the free throw line here for the Cougars. He's hit 2 of 5 free throws this year. That is 40%. Throws it up there. The shot is going to be no good. Josh Shaw misses. He's one of the youngsters out there for Sandy Creek. Doesn't look like a youngster, but he's a freshman. The Shaw boys are built down here. Josh Shaw will go back to the free throw line. Next one is up there good, so he has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 22-12 is the score now. Sandy Creek is trailing here in the ball game. Schropp has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Moves it over on the right side to Luke Rodriguez, who's into the ball game. Now to Paul Fagot. Fagot sends it over here to Starr. Moves it down on the baseline as they work against this Sandy Creek defense. Entry pass, they get it to Fagot. Fagot bounces off of Shaw. Skip pass comes over here to John Starr, who returns it back to Schropp. Three-pointer up there, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Connor Crumless for Sandy Creek. Crumless now to Wyatt Mock. It's a 22-12 ball game in the third quarter. 5 minutes and some change left here. There's a pass that could be intercepted by Fagot, but he loses the ball out of bounds. Deflects the ball, but then can't chase her down here on the near sideline. So it's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball. 5 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, 22-12. Sandy Creek is going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to hammer it inside to a Kiefer. And now ball's going to be played in. Nice job by Gino. Gino chasing the ball down here on the stage at Sandy Creek. Cougars are playing things in. Wyatt Mock has it tipped away out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. That's Garrett Parr tipping the ball away from Mock. Wyatt will play things in here for the Cougars. Well, instead, Michael Biltoff is going to come over here and play it in. He'll get it in the hands of Mock, who lobs it inside to Anderson. He's double-teamed. Anderson has to get rid of it. He does. Well, the Hawks really collapsing inside on this Sandy Creek offense. There's Mock. He's going to be pushed on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Mock goes down right in front of us, and a foul here is going to go on John Starr. That's going to be his fourth. So Starr's now got 4 personal fouls. Mock is going to inbound the ball here to a Biltoff. 22-12 is the score. We're here in the third quarter. Here's a Crumless out here in the three-point territory. Crumless comes across the top to Anderson, lobs it inside to Mock. He's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Crumless. Back outside, here's a three-pointer by Anderson. No good. Rebound Sean. A follow shot is up and in. Josh Shaw scores, and it's now a 22-14 ball game. This is as close as Sandy Creek has been for a while. 4:16 to play. Here's a par going for the basket. His shot's going to be no good. Shaw grabs the rebound. Shaw gets it away. He hands it away now to Wyatt Mock. He's going to bring it up. The Cougars are down by just 8 points. 22-14. Here's a shot with the ball at the free throw line. He gets it to a Crumless, picked up there by Schropp of St. Cecilia. He dribbles the ball off of his leg, and he's going to go out near the 10-second line to pick it up. Crumless gets into the hands of Wyatt Mock. Down in the corner to a Kiefer. Now to a Crumless in the lane. Kicks it out here to a Biltoff. Now to Mock for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose, and going down in the play was John Starr. And Starr hits his elbow on the hardwood here, and he is slow in getting up. There's going to be a foul called here on Sandy Creek. Foul's going to go on Crumless, I believe. Yeah, it's going to be the third foul on Crumless. John Starr is going to have to come out of the ball game, although he was going to come out anyway. He had four personal fouls. But he hits his right elbow on the floor here, and they're going to look at his elbow here. As St. Jose will play things in on the near sideline. 22-14, we are in the third quarter with 3.5 minutes to go. It's going to be a race to 40, as we said earlier here tonight. Here's a Schropp with the ball. Schropp bounce pass comes to the near side. Driscoll, down is Schropp. Entry pass deflected away, picked up by Rodriguez. Luke Rodriguez with the ball, down is Schropp. On the far sideline, Schropp dribbling, comes out now to Gus Driscoll. Driscoll sends it to Rodriguez, now to Schropp on the baseline, drives it toward the goal, and shot no good. He's fouled the play. Josh Shaw knocks down Braden Schropp. That's not fair. Yeah, Schropp dribbling the ball from the right corner. He might be 120 pounds soaking wet. Josh Shaw, his right leg might be 120 pounds. Braden Schropp to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Two out of three now from the line for Braden Schropp. 22-14 is the score. Third quarter in boys high school basketball. Next shot is up there. It's good. He hits one out of two from the line. 23-14. St. Cecilia pressuring here in backcourt. Here's Anderson with the ball. Gets it into the offensive zone. They feed it inside to Shaw. Kicks it out to Mock, down to the far sideline. That's Shuck with the ball. He drives it to the goal on the baseline. It's going to be no good. Prevett with a rebound. Prevett now to Braden Schropp. Schropp hustles back the other way for St. Cecilia. Gus Driscoll fires it back down to Rodriguez, and his shot good. Rodriguez now with a couple of field goals and 4 points, and St. Cecilia now with an 11-point lead. 25-14. Now Mock loses control of the ball, but it was knocked out of his hands there by Schropp of St. Cecilia. So Sandy Creek will play things in right in front of the scorers table. 2:31 to play in the third. 25-14, St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks looking for their fifth win of the 2017-2018 season. Here tonight, there's a long pass inside. They throw it back down in the corner. That's Biltoff. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It's long, and the ball is brought down here by Van Skyver. Now to Luke Rodriguez, drives it in the hole, and an offensive foul is called. Rodriguez driving the ball in the hole. He runs over Hayden Schuck down here and picks up the personal foul. Luke Rodriguez picks up the foul. 25-14 is the score now. Ball's going to be deflected out of bounds. Sandy Creek will play things in on the far sideline with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Here comes Wyatt Mock with the ball, winding his way up the floor, and a foul is going to be called here on Rodriguez. Luke Rodriguez picks up his second personal foul. And again, it's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball off the far sideline. Shot gets it to Wyatt Mock, who is still playing with three personal fouls. Left side of the lane, we've got a jump ball called now. Arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will play things in. Sandy Creek has had only three guys score in this basketball game. They throw it out to Shuck out near the 10-second line. Now to Biltoff here on the left wing. To Shuck between the circles. Now to Mock on the right sideline, double dribble. He was being pressured out there by Luke Rodriguez. A turnover on Sandy Creek. I've got him now with 14 turnovers in the ball game. 25-14. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Anything but a stellar performance out of either one of these two teams here tonight. They have really struggled offensively, and there's Van Skyver throwing the ball out of bounds down here in the corner. Four turnovers on St. Cecilia. 25-14. St. Jose led at halftime 20-9. And Sandy Creek, they throw the ball out of bounds in the far sideline. It's like nobody wants to attempt to score in this game. 15 turnovers down for Sandy Creek. We're down to 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 25-14. Hastings St. Jose with a lead. Schropp goes over to Prevett. Down to Schropp. Right side to Rodriguez. Rodriguez moves to his left. Here's a pass deflected, but it's picked up by Schropp. Braden Schropp jump pass down on the baseline to Driscoll. Now to Schropp. Far side. That's going to be Rodriguez. A traveling violation on Luke Rodriguez. Five turnovers now on St. Jose here in the ball game, and the Cougars will come back the other way. Here comes Jason Brockman into the ball game for Sandy Creek. Here comes Alex Burns in for Hastings St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia girls, they won tonight 71-16 over Sandy Creek. It's 25-14 here. The boys have the lead with a minute to play in the third quarter. Sandy Creek with the ball. Here's a Brockman out here in three-point territory. Brockman gives it away to Hayden Schuck, who's back into the ball game. There's a Kiefer Anderson. Now to Schuck. The Kiefer over here on the left side out here right at the top of the three-point arc. His pass is deflected. It goes out of bounds. Darren Parr had his hands on it there for St. Cecilia. Now they're going to give the ball to the Hawks. It was last touched by Sandy Creek, so a turnover on the Cougars. There's 16th of the ball game. Now St. Cecilia will come back 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Schropp has got the ball. Schropp, rainbow pass comes on the near side. Gus Driscoll. Bounce pass goes back to Schropp on the right wing. Schropp, bounce pass back to Driscoll. Now to Burns. To Driscoll, looks at the clock. We're down to 18 seconds to go. Schropp on the right sideline. The ball poked away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Poked away by Wyatt Mock of Sandy Creek. So St. Cecilia will play things in with 12.3 seconds to play. Schropp has got it. Now to Driscoll. Down to Burns in the corner. Down to Driscoll inside to Van Sciver. There's Schropp down in the right corner for three. Shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Tip try, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. So St. Cecilia outscoring Sandy Creek in that quarter. Well, actually, it was 5-5. Each team had 5 points in the third quarter. So St. Cecilia still got a 6-point lead here, actually a 11-point lead at the end of three quarters. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 25, Sandy Creek 14.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Why get one recliner when you can get two during the buy one, get one recliner sale at Furniture Direct? Choose from rocker, wall saver, even power. Now is the perfect time to get two recliners for as low as $399 just for you or to give one as a gift. You can even get 12 months no interest financing on your two recliners. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
1230 KHAS.
Well, two struggling basketball teams, two struggling young basketball teams squaring off here tonight. It's been a low-scoring affair. Anything but picture perfect here tonight. We start the fourth quarter with a score of 25-14. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here's Van Sciver. He's going to be tied up on the play. He got the ball in the high post right at the free throw line. He's tied up on the play. The possession arrow pointing in favor of Sandy Creek. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. They're sixth of the ball game. It's like we turned the clocks back to the 1930s when we used to play this game with a peach basket. It's 25-14. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here in boys basketball in the fourth quarter. Crumless has got the ball now to Wyatt Mock. Mock looking to penetrate, takes it to the hole, and shot no good. The ball tapped out, is picked up by Shrum. We got a foul called here. It's going to go on to Sandy Creek. Cougars are only down by 11 points here. I'm sure they're hungry for a win, sitting at 1-7 on the season. But right now, the offense is not in their favor. I don't see either one of these teams reaching 40 points here tonight. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. This is going to be Alex Burns with it now as he throws it out here to Schrapp out in three-point territory. Sandy Creek is in his zone defense. Now Burns has got the ball in the wing. Burns throws it out here to Schrapp. Now down in the corner, that's Gus Driscoll. Out here to Schrapp, moves it back down to Burns in the left corner. Burns dribbles once out to Braden Schrapp now. Dribble penetration down to Burns in the corner. Picked up there by Mock. The ball poked away and it's picked up by Sandy Creek. A turnover on St. Cecilia. Mock at the other end drives and an offensive foul is called on Wyatt Mock as he runs over a man down there. That's a Driscoll getting up. Wyatt Mock just picked up his fourth personal foul for Sandy Creek on an offensive charge. So he's got four fouls. And now Matt Schwarzenjuber, the head coach for Sandy Creek, will have to roll the dice as a Mock will stay out there. He's got 9 of the 14 points here for Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia has got the ball. Here's Van Skyber down in left corner. Driscoll for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. Mock grabs the ball. And a foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. Hawks committing the personal foul with 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Parr picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. And now head coach Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout here. A timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Give them a call. 402-462-4600. 6:14 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 25, Sandy Creek 14.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek, the Cougars are trailing Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 25-14. Here's Mock with the ball to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Keeper Anderson gets the field goal for Sandy Creek. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and now it's a 25-16 ball game with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. There's a traveling violation on St. Cecilia. Driscoll is hit with a traveling violation. Neither team really sizzling on the nets here tonight. St. Cecilia, 9 out of 32 from the field, 28%. Sandy Creek, 5 out of 24 for 21%. There's a long-range three that's put up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound brought down here by Driscoll of St. Cecilia. So 5.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. The Hawks continue to lead. They've got a 9-point advantage right now with 25-16. Driscoll with the ball. Now Coach Asher wants to call another timeout. Another timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Stop in and see them. Be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll take a break. 5:21 to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 25, Sandy Creek 16.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, tomorrow night, Adams Central and Lexington. They will play. That'll be a girls-boys doubleheader out in Lexington. 6 o'clock for the girls' game. 7:45 for the boys. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at about 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. 25-16 is the score. Facing St. Cecilia with the advantage. Hawks have the ball. Down on the baseline is John Starr. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. If you're just joining us, the Hawks still playing without their leading scorer and leading rebounder, Ashton Valentine, who is out with a bad wheel. He has not played all night long, missing his second full game here tonight. The Hawks have really missed him here in this ballgame. St. Cecilia had 11 points in the first quarter. They scored 9 in the second quarter, 5 in the third quarter, and they have not scored so far here in the fourth quarter of play. Inbounds pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by St. Cecilia's Luke Rodriguez. Rodriguez with the ball on the wing. Now as he lobs it inside to Van Sciver. Out to Starr. Moves it down the right side of the lane. His pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Shaw got his hands on the ball there for Sandy Creek. It's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. They're 8th of the ball game. 25-16. The Cougars right in this thing here tonight. Crumlitz with the ball on the wing. Down on the baseline, that's a Wyatt Mock. Mock now to Connor Crumlitz. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Hayden Shuck has got the ball. Now to Wyatt Mock. He lobs the ball inside to Shaw. Now to Mock. His shot good. Wyatt Mock scores. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. Or check that, 11 points in the ball game for Sandy Creek. It's 25-18, and now we got a personal foul called. Personal foul here will go on Kiefer Anderson for Sandy Creek. That's going to be his fourth foul. So now Mock has got 4. Anderson has got 4. Racing St. Cecilia has got the ball here. This is a Schrump with it now to Luke Rodriguez on the near sideline. Rodriguez pulls up inside. His runner is up there. No good. Rebound Mock. Wyatt Mock has got the ball here in backcourt. Races to the 10-second line. Brings it into the offensive zone. Sandy Creek trailing by 7 points here. 25-18. Mock sends it over here. Out of the high post. They get it to Kiefer Anderson, and he's fouling the play as he goes up for the shot. Anderson will go to the free throw line for 2. He's fouling the play here. Kiefer Anderson is a 43% foul shooter on the season. The last foul went on Schrapp of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 7 on St. Cecilia. Kiefer Anderson to the free throw line. His shot is up there and the shot good. He's a 43% foul shooter in the season. He's now 7 out of 15 from the free throw line. Sandy Creek is a team hitting only 52% from the charity stripe. And all of a sudden, the Cougars are within 6 points here at 25-19. Kiefer Anderson will have one more shot. It's up there off of the back iron. It bounces off of the left side. No good. So it's 25-19 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. It's a 6-point ball game. And now St. Cecilia mishandles the ball. It's picked up by Parr down in the corner. Now he's in trouble, and head coach Kevin Asher pops off with a bench to call the timeout. St. Cecilia has not scored so far here in the fourth quarter. They've been outscored 5-0 in this quarter so far. We got another break brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. 3:32 to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 25, Sandy Creek 19.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday to enjoy great food specials at competitive prices. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop by and enjoy a slice or call it in to go. Rivals is cooking for your team. Stop in before or after the game and enjoy your favorite Rivals pizza. Rivals Bar and Grill, open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings on Osborne Drive East. Best of luck, teams!
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia has gone 7 minutes without scoring in this basketball game. 25-19 is the score. We talked about being offensively challenged, but there's got to be barriers to being offensively challenged in it. Both of these teams having trouble putting the ball in the hole here tonight. 25-19 to score. We're in the fourth quarter. Here's Paul Fugot right inside of the lane. Paul Fugot comes out here to Star, moves it down in the corner to Driscoll. Down to Star, dribbles left to right across the top of the key to Schropp. Down to Fugot, lobs it inside. That's a par. They collapse on him. He throws it down in the corner. Star's three-pointer is put up there. No good. The ball being tapped around. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it was last touch there by Sandy Creek's Mock. So it's going to be St. Cecilia playing things in here on the near sideline. 25-19, Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top here in the ballgame, but the Hawks have not scored for the last 7 minutes. There's Schropp with the ball. Schropp moves it to the elbow, and he's decked on the play. If that's going to go on Mock, that's going to be number five on him, but that's not a good sign there for Sandy Creek, as Wyatt Mock has just picked up his fifth personal foul. With 3 minutes and 1 second to play in the fourth quarter, Wyatt Mock fouls out of the ballgame. He's got 11 of the 19 points that the Cougars have scored in this basketball game here tonight. Micah Biltoff will come into the ballgame now for Sandy Creek to replace him. A huge blow in the hopes of maybe Sandy Creek pulling off an upset here tonight. But Biltoff is in there now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. We'll see if St. Cecilia takes advantage of that. Hawks have the ball. Schropp out here near the 10-second line. He's fouled in the play. Connor Crum was picking up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be team foul number seven on Sandy Creek. So now we're going to have some free throws coming up here. Braden Schropp is going to go to the free throw line. He's 3 out of 4 so far tonight. 5 out of 6 for the season. As he goes to the line, his shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Schropp saves it from going out of bounds. Nice save there by Schropp right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Hustles over there to flip it to Parr, who keeps it alive. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the game. 25-19, St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead. Hawks have the ball. Here in the offensive end, Gus Driscoll has got it. Driscoll now to Schropp on the far sideline. Schropp gets it to Paul Fugot. Lob pass goes inside to Parr. Shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called on Shaw. Josh Shaw picks up his third personal foul. That's going to send the Hawks back to the free throw line. This is Garrett Parr going to the line for St. Cecilia. Parr is 3 out of 3 so far tonight. He is 9 out of 12 for the season. Parr's got just 2 points here in the second half of play after scoring 11 in the first half. Parr puts it up there, and the shot is good. All these free throws big down the stretch here. The ball game, here comes some more beef in there as Jared Prevett checks in now for Hastings St. Cecilia. It's a 26-19 ball game. Here comes the next shot by Parr. It's up there, and the shot is off of the back iron. No good. And we got a foul call on the rebound. It's going to go on Prevett. Jared Prevett picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings St. Cecilia. And now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. And we're going to have some free throws coming up here on a 1-1 from Kiefer Anderson. Anderson's got 5 points in the ball game. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line here tonight as Anderson throws it up there. The shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Prevett. Prevett is a double team. He finally gets the ball away. Now a traveling violation down there. Jared Prevett, he was trapped along the baseline. And he's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 10 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia. Sandy Creek will now inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 26-19 is the score. Cougars are trailing by 7. Biltoff plays the ball in to Shaw. Over here on the right wing, Kiefer throws up a 3. A shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Braden Schropp. Schropp to the near sideline. Star has got the ball. Star now to Schropp. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass down to Paul Fugot. One fake. Goes up with a shot. He hits it. Paul Fugot hits his first field goal of the ball game. Now a steal in backcourt. The shot is up and in. A steal in the backcourt by Braden Schropp. That makes it 30-19, and now Matt Schwarzendruber wants to call a timeout. So a crucial mistake here in the backcourt Sandy Creek turns it over for the 17th time, and that one results in an easy field goal by Braden Schropp. We've got another timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 1:55 to play in the game. St. Cecilia 30, Sandy Creek 19.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Gene Shaw, producer and engineer Taylor Bush, back here at Sandy Creek High School. Facing St. Cecilia girls winning the first game tonight, 71-16 over Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia boys scrambling here, clawing, scratching. 30-19 is their score. St. Cecilia with the lead here in the fourth quarter. The inbounds pass is intercepted. Coming out of the timeout, Sandy Creek turns the ball away. An interception here for St. Cecilia, so the Hawks have the ball. And now a foul is going to be called out here on Jason Brockman of Sandy Creek. That's going to be his first. All these fouls will result in free throws as St. Cecilia will now go to the free throw line. That is the ninth team foul called on the Cougars here in this second half of play. Schropp to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Schropp is now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 6 points, and the lead is now 12 points at 31-19. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Kiefer Anderson grabs the rebound for the Sandy Creek Cougars. He gets it away now to Biltoff as he brings it across the 10-second line. Biltoff to Shuck. Entry pass to get it inside to Shaw. Now down in the corner. Biltoff for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Driscoll, and a traveling violation on Driscoll. Gus Driscoll is hit with a traveling violation here in backcourt. That's the 11th turnover on the Blue Hawks. So Sandy Creek, this door is still open here. Biltoff will play things in, takes it to the near sideline. The Shuck entry pass deflected away from Kiefer Anderson, and the ball is picked up here by Starr, driving back the other way. A shot good, and he's fouled in the play. So a flurry here for St. Cecilia at the end of the fourth quarter. John Starr is going to get the field goal and one. He'll go to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. The foul is going to be called on Shuck. That's going to be his first. We got the players of the game coming up. Coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight, so stick around for that. St. Cecilia now leading by 14 points. This is our biggest lead of the ball game is John Starr. We'll go to the line. His free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Garrett Parr, and he's fouled into play as he goes up for the shot. Parr grabs the ball there after the missed free throw, and he's fouled into play as he goes up for the shot. So Parr will go to the free throw line down for St. Cecilia. He's got 14 in the game. Parr is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. That's going to be a two-shot foul now as Parr will fire up 2. First one is up there and in. That is the 10th team foul called on Sandy Creek here. So the rest of the fouls will be all the two-shot variety. Ball for goal is going to come out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Anthony Sabatka will come in there. Here comes the next shot by Parr. It's good. He's leading the way. The freshman has got 16 points in the ball game, and it's now a 35-19 ball game. St. Cecilia with a lead. Sandy Creek with the ball as we approach 1 minute to play in this ball game. Hayden Schock has got the ball. Hayden goes to Brockman. Inside now to Shaw. His shot's going to be blocked down by Sabatka. Kiefer Anderson grabs the ball on the wing, keeps it alive here for the Cougars. Sends it back inside to Shaw. Shaw down in the corner to Biltoff. His shot for 3 is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball chased down in the corner here by St. Cecilia's Gus Driscoll. Driscoll now to John Starr. To Driscoll into the forecourt with 45 seconds to play. St. Cecilia working with it. Here's a Noah Daly, one of the mighty mites out there for St. Cecilia. Noah Daly in the game now for St. Cecilia. Over to John Starr, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Micah Biltoff picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Yeah, Noah Daly, the sophomore, one of the Mighty Mites out there for Hastings St. Cecilia. John Starr going to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Starr is now zipped for two from the free throw line tonight. He's got 4 points in the ball game. All right, we've got more of the Mighty Mites coming in there. Luke Landgren is going to come into the ball game now. Another freshman for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here comes the next shot by John Starr. It's going to be good. Also coming into the ball game for the Hawks is going to be Alex Burns. Burns, a junior. That's Schwartz and Juber also bringing a couple of guys in here with 33.4 seconds to play. So it's now a 36-19 ball game. St. Cecilia has scored the last 11 points of the ball game. Sandy Creek had to lead down to 25-19 with 3:40 to play. And now St. Cecilia has scored the last 11, and it's 36-19. It's been kind of a game of runs all night long. St. Cecilia had an 11-0 run, bridging the first and second quarters, and now they got an 11-0 run here at the end of the ball game to grab a 36-19 lead now with the 23 seconds to play. There's Sandy Creek working the ball down here in the baseline. They lose control of it out of bounds. So Sandy Creek loses the ball out of bounds down here. That's John Mueller who's into the ball game. Turns it away. That's going to be turnover number 19 in the ball game for Sandy Creek. Here comes Daly with the ball now for St. Cecilia into the forecourt. Daly throws it over on the right side, and St. Cecilia is just going to dribble things out here. Burns has got the ball. 6 seconds. Burns has still got it. Comes out to Landgren out here in the three-point territory, and that's the ball game. It'll go down as a game that we'll remember for a while. Hastings St. Cecilia beats the Sandy Creek Cougars tonight by the score of 36-19. As St. Cecilia scores the final 11 points of the basketball game after Sandy Creek cut the lead down to 6 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. And the Hawks survive the basketball game tonight, 36-19 over Sandy Creek. Back with the final numbers after this.
This is Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Flu season and vaccination season is upon us. Flu shots for Medicare, Blue Cross patients are free, and many other plans are free as well. So give us a call for all your vaccination needs. Shingrix, the new shingles vaccine, is also back in stock. Burt's downtown, 402-462-4343. Burt's on 14th Street, 462-4466. Thanks.
Friesian Chevrolet is your one-stop shop for sales, service, and parts, and has your next car on the lot. Choose from a great selection of both new and pre-owned vehicles with financing available, pending credit approval, and a sales staff that strives to see you smiling when you drive off the lot. For your current car, Friesian Chevrolet services most vehicles and has one of the largest inventories of Chevy parts in Nebraska. For sales, service, parts, visit FriesenChevrolet.com. If you're smiling while you're driving, Friesen is the reason. Friesen Chevrolet, just off Highway 6 in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. They beat Sandy Creek in Boys High School basketball. Final score of 36-19. St. Cecilia going on an 11-0 run to bridge the first and second quarters. They go on an 11-0 run at the end of the basketball game, and it's all they needed here tonight to fend off an upset bid from Sandy Creek, winning by the score of 36-19. It was 11-4 at the end of the first quarter in favor of St. Cecilia, 20-9 at halftime, 25-14 after three. Again, the Cougars cut the lead to 25-19 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play, but could not get any closer than that. St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 36-19. 16 points in the ball game tonight for Garrett Parr. He leads the way for the Hawks. 6 points for Braden Schropp, 5 for John Starr, 4 for Luke Rodriguez, 3 points for Alec Van Skyver, and 2 for Paul Fagot. Sandy Creek led by Wyatt Mock. He scores 11. He fouled out with 3 minutes and 1 second to play. Kiefer Anderson with 5. Josh Shaw had 3. St. Cecilia now 5-5 on the season. They'll play at Lincoln Christian on Saturday night. Sandy Creek, they improve. They dropped to 1-8 on the season. They've got a home date with the St. Paul Wildcats tomorrow night. St. Cecilia wins it 36-19 over Sandy Creek. Stick around. Players of the game coming up and the coaches' post-game show. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are up next on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
All right, so a doubleheader sweep for Hastings St. Cecilia here in this one tonight. The girls winning 71-16 over Sandy Creek. The boys picking up a 36-19 win over the Cougars. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. A lot of folks got to see playing time in the runaway victory of the opener for Greg Barron and the St. Cecilia girls. Jenna Esch leading the way scoring-wise with 11 points. Chloe McCauley, Bailey Kissinger, Shea Butler, and Tori Thomas all scoring 9 for the Hawkettes. And for the St. Cecilia boys, you had Garrett Parr, the freshman, leading the way. 16 points here in the ballgame. Braden Schropp, he had 6 points. John Starr had 5. All candidates for our player of the game. And we'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power.
Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs.
When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products,
your provider of GM-powered natural gas
and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines.
Call 402-463-1531
for Husker Power products of Hastings,
your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Now, also located in Sutton.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia, Jenna Esch for the girls. Jenna leading the way with 11 points in the ball game, had 7 in the first half and then played sparingly in the second half with a running clock, ends up with 11 for the game. She had 5 2-point field goals and she was 1 of 3 from the free throw line. So Jenna Esch, our player of the game for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. And for the St. Cecilia boys, Garrett Parr, the freshman, leading the way here tonight for St. Cecilia scoring-wise. He had 5 field goals, and he scored 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Ends up with 16 points and 11 in the first half and 5 more in the second half. So Garrett Parr and Jenna Esch are players of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to St. Cecilia Basketball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. More post-game coverage is coming up on your Hastings link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Why get one recliner when you can get two during the buy one, get one recliner sale at Furniture Direct? Choose from rocker, wall saver, even power. Now is the perfect time to get two recliners for as low as $399 just for you or to give one as a gift. You can even get 12 months no interest financing on your two recliners. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's get back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek, Hastings St. Cecilia wins their 5th game of the year. They go to 5-5 now in the season with a 36-19 win over Sandy Creek as we wait for Kevin Asher to make his way out of the locker room here today. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 12 out of 39 from the field tonight. That's 31%. Sandy Creek was 7 out of 32 from the field. That's 22%. St. Cecilia from three-point territory, 0 out of 12. They did not hit a shot from beyond the arc. Sandy Creek, 1 out of 9 from three-point territory. That is 11%. For the free throw line, St. Cecilia was 12 out of 21 for 57%. Sandy Creek was 4 out of 8 for 50%. The rebounds, Sandy Creek had 27. St. Cecilia had 24. Sandy Creek had 8 offensive rebounds, 19 on defense. St. Cecilia had 7 offensive rebounds and 17 on defense. Sandy Creek turned the ball over 22 times in the ball game here tonight. St. Cecilia turned the ball over 12 times. The Hawks had 10 steals. Sandy Creek had 2 steals. 3 block shots here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Sandy Creek had 2 block shots. But again, the Hawks with a couple of 11-0 spurts. An 11-0 run bridging the first and second quarters. And they scored the last 11 points of the basketball game here tonight after Sandy Creek cut the lead down to only 6 with 3:40 to play. Sandy Creek then goes as scoreless for the final 3 minutes plus. And Hastings St. Cecilia gets out of here with a 36-19 win over Sandy Creek. So the Hawks 5-5 on the season. They get ready to play a Lincoln Christian on Saturday night. Sandy Creek, they'll drop to 1-8 losses. They've got a date with the St. Paul Wildcats tomorrow night here at home. So again, 36-19. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Sandy Creek. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Sandy Creek. The final score, 36-19 here in the ball game. Tomorrow night, we've got the Adams Central Patriots. They're going to be playing out in Lexington. Girls game will start at 6 o'clock with the boys to follow at 7:30. We'll have the coverage here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 5:45. Saturday will be with the Hastings College basketball teams. The Broncos playing in Sioux City against the Briarcliff Chargers. They're going to play those games at the Tyson Event Center, the home of the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball National Championships. Every year they got a little classic, and now they've got the high school and college teams will be playing on Saturday. That'll be a 1:15 start for the women's ball game and a 3:15 start for the boys. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon up in Sioux City as the Broncos take on the Briarcliff Chargers. Hastings St. Cecilia with a win here today over the Sandy Creek Cougars, 36-19, as St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us on the postgame show. And, Coach, congratulations for the win.
You bet. We'll take it. You know, you put a bunch of young kids out there and a lot of inexperienced upperclassmen, never been in this situation. The biggest thing we talked about in the locker room is we stuck together with our leadership, and I thought some young kids really grew up in the likes of like Braden Schropp and John Starr and Garrett Parr tonight.
It wasn't just one team with youngsters out there. Sandy Creek, yeah, Likewise playing a bunch of youngsters, and that's what happens. Two teams that really struggle offensively.
Yeah, and Schwartz laughed at me before the game. He goes, "Now you finally figure out how I feel every year, playing a bunch of young kids, a lot of inexperience, and I think both teams played extremely hard, and sometimes that compounds the fact that they're not making great basketball decisions, but they're playing extremely hard, and that's all you're asking for. And, we made a lot of mistakes, probably more mistakes in that game than we made in 10 years. But the fact is our kids played through it. Our team, the culture that we have there really carried us, you know, through those times.
What about offensively? We shoot 31% for the ball game, 0 out of 12 on the three-pointers here tonight. Just nothing would go down through the hole there.
Yeah,
really,
I mean,
really not much you can say.
These kids' minds are speeding. You know, it's like going 100 miles an hour through on Burlington. And it's just too fast for them right now. At the experience level they're at and at the age they're at, the game is just fast. These guys are making shots in practice. I mean, nobody believes me, but, you know, we had, what, 3 air balls in the first half, wide open looks. They're making those, or at least hitting the rim, you know, and looking like a good shot in practice. So it's the nature of the beast of the pressure of the moment that they haven't had enough experience in it, and that's what's causing, you know, the poor shooting, not finishing right around the rim. And then you've got to look at the physicality of it. They're not a physical team, we're not a physical team, and they just battled hard, but everything's sped up, so even your shots 4 feet from the basket are sped up. And give our kids a lot of credit, because I really thought it'd be a very, very difficult time to come in here with, you know, starting 4 freshmen and bringing some older guys off the bench that are inexperienced.
You went in the third and fourth quarters, I think you went like just over 7 minutes without scoring in the ball game, and then called a timeout, and you go on an 11-0 run to wrap up the ball game. Just talk about the stretch, number one, not scoring, and then number two, coming out and going on the 11-0 run.
Well, we tried to make, you know, an adjustment at halftime to maybe get a little bit of high-low action against the 1-3-1, but that was kind of negated. We were having trouble in the first half. We put it in the corner, they'd trap us. So we got rid of the corner guy because we just really don't have anybody that can play in the corner. So then we tried to go double post and drag a post through, and it just never got into any flow. Our guards are small. It's hard to see. Their athlete, the mock kid up top, was tough on us, getting his paws on some stuff. So, you know, when we really hit a stride is when he went out of the game and we got a couple steals. And, you know, got some separation there with about three to four minutes to go.
Yeah, it was probably the ball game when Wonka fouls out because they had no offense other than him tonight.
Yeah, you're right. He's a really good player, and he's kind of like Valentine is for us. He calms the storm, and we don't have a storm calmer, so to say, right now. We don't have that guy that's going to, you know, keep the boat floating in the right direction. At times, it's just like, whoa, why are we looking for that guy? And Ashton will be back. That'll be good. And I'm sure Mock will play more minutes if we play him again in the districts or something. But, you know, that's what they do for their team. They make guys around them a lot better players just because they can handle the ball quickly in a sped up situation. So, you know, we played a lot of guys. And I thought, you know, nobody really stunk it up. It was just the fact that, hey, we got to have some ball go through the hole once in a while.
One guy that stepped up for you, Garrett Parr, he scores a 16. So the freshman maybe his coming out game here tonight.
Yeah, and he's a little unorthodox. He's learning the game just like gangbusters, like these guys all are. But he's aggressive, and that's one thing you can say about this game is if you're aggressive, it usually rewards you, and he plays extremely hard. That's why he's in the lineup and plays as many minutes as he does. But he did a great job of attacking the basket. He got and then just that part of it and getting to the free throw line, and that's something we don't do a very good job of is getting ourselves to the free throw line just because of our physicalness.
All right, Ashton Valentine went through the pregame workouts. You elect not to use him in the ball game tonight. Is he ready to go now for Saturday?
I think so. Our coach has said with 4 minutes to go, don't forget you got Ashton over here. And that was the last thing I was going to do is try to put a guy that's stiff in him. And the only way he was going in is if they needed to get foul and they'd foul him. But anyway, he'll be, I think he's, you know, he's not going to be 100% yet. We'll kind of test it out a little bit harder tomorrow. And we'll see if we can get him to go on the road against Lincoln Christian. If not, definitely Tuesday.
Yeah. The offense obviously needs a little shot of the arm here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we knew that getting to 36, I said, if we could get to about 35 today, I liked our chances. You know, a great job of defense. I mean, we put in that matchup zone and we just kind of run around in it and play the guy in our area. We haven't done a lot of work on it, but we were definitely pretty effective in it tonight.
Talk about this stretch now. We got a game Saturday and then 3 next week. Probably the worst part of the whole schedule right here.
It is. I mean, you play 3 games in a week and just these guys understand, and hey, tomorrow we got to come back and relish the, you know, the victory tonight and be ready to go and go on the road. And then, yeah, the long stretch next week with three games will be difficult. You know, it's kind of a point where, hey, can we keep the same attitude we've got? You know, I don't know how many victories we're going to get in this stretch, but we've just got kids that really believe in each other. You know, our seniors are sitting there allowing freshmen, you know, to play bulk of the minutes at times. But when they come in, they really do their job. I mean, they do their job as to the best of their abilities. So this stretch will, if we can stay together as we have been through the first 10 ball games, you know, being 5-5 is about where I thought we'd be at this point.
All right. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep. Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings Saints, is saying again, the Hawks with an 11-0 run in the first half and an 11-0 run at the end of the ball game. It's all they needed. They beat Sandy Creek tonight by a score of 36-19. St. Cecilia is now 5-5 in the season. They'll play at Lincoln Christian on Saturday. And tomorrow night, we'll be on the road at Lexington. 6 o'clock for the girls' game. 7:30 for the boys. Adams Central playing Lexington tomorrow night. Pre-game show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. For Gene Shaw, for my producer and engineer, Taylor Buss, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Fairfield.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.